and or energy.
Here's this.
The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Monsters. 2018, you wanted the best, you got the best. Hottest talk show in the morning anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters of the Morning, Real Radio 104.1, and we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. We're live on YouTube right now. It's Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. There's a billion ways to be a part of the show. That is what is awesome about live talk radio. A, you never know what's going to happen, and B, it's interactive. So you can text us right now. You can call us right now. You can see what's going on right now, right here with Real Radio 104.1. If you want to talk to us. Matter of fact, I've got a guy. What's up, dude? And I forget his name now. Damn it. I had it to the side. A guy listening in the UK right now, and he does it with Alexa. And all he has to do is say, Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio, and bam, it'll do it for you. It'll play our podcast as well. If you say Google, because we're still on the Google thing too. Hey, Google, play the Monster in the Morning podcast. It's got that. And Angel's put together a new podcast called the Prime Cuts that people seem to love. It's like an hour of the best stuff. So you can all check it out. And it's at Real Radio, realradio.fm, monsters.fm, a billion ways to get us. We appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. And with everyone this morning, we're going to do this until 11 o'clock. The producer's the Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera.
Give it up.
To my right, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
Third time, never stop, baby.
And the actual king of Denmark, Ryan Holmes, is here.
Yes.
The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041. You can call us. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you a warning. Today, we're opening the phones at 7 today. So if you want to talk to us, 7 o'clock. I'm not going to spring it on you last minute. 7 o'clock. Let's hear what you got. The past 4 days have been pretty good with the live phone call. So we'll open the phones at 8. You can call us, ask us about whatever you want, tell us whatever you want to tell us, and straighten us out if you want. If you got a Christmas wish, throw that at us. Whatever. We'll do that at 7 o'clock. Today, we got trivia coming up a little bit later on. Oh, guys, a little surprise for you. I know we always get hungry up in here.
Hell yeah.
We do love to eat. The Rosen's going to come and bring us food today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we got some food coming from the Rosen today. We got all kinds of nerdy news. We got all kinds of stuff happening. So we here we are. This is like we got tomorrow, and then it's the big the telethon. And the telethon is not like a regular show. You know, that's just we're raising money for the Coalition for the Homeless, and we'll have a bunch of people coming in and doing talent. So it won't be like a regular show. So really, today, tomorrow, our last two real monster programs for 2018.
That's right. That's right. And then we'll get right back. And the next thing you know, we'll be sitting here going like, beginning of the year.
2019.
You know, it went by so fast.
It went by so fast. I think this year's going to feel different because it's longer. And all the shows doing it. And we're going to raise $50,000.
I predict we'll do better than $50,000.
That's a big prediction, Russ. I got to tell you, I thought the goal of $50,000 itself was pretty bold.
At the time, it was bold because we had the King of Denmark going, we should just go $20,000.
I think we should do seven.
I think we should have realistic expectations. Yeah. Yes, I do think that.
No, realistic expectations always leaves you short.
His impersonation of the King of Denmark is horrible. He sounds nothing like that.
I know. Absolutely right. I know. But we never know what he really sounds like, Angel, to be honest with you.
It's a fair assessment as well.
He barely knows what he sounds like.
So anyways, we got today and tomorrow with our let's say regular show, and then the big show on Friday once again, like you just said, Carlos, like all the shows are participating for the telethon. You got the News Junkie and the Jim Colbert Show all participating, which is awesome. So did you guys have a good day yesterday? Anything special happen?
I laid by the beach.
No,
ran around all day doing different things, working on different stuff. But
do you feel like it's a week before Christmas? Do you get that?
Yeah,
Christmas
totally.
Feel? You got that feel?
Yeah, especially with the kids stuff, because you know what I realized? I picked up my daughter from school around, whenever I pick her up, and as we were leaving, I was like, hey, so. Are you guys just doing like Christmas stuff right now? She's like, yeah, like, every class. We're just,
oh, at school, yeah.
At school. And then I realized.
It's a waste of time right now, yeah.
We do the same thing at workplaces.
What do you mean?
Like at work, at offices, everybody around this time starts slowing down.
Sure.
The holiday parties, not projects are done because we start at school doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, at school, we start thinking like that.
And well, a lot of us know that we're going to have a little bit of a break, you know, Christmas break. Now, not all people that are working get a break like we do.
Christmas time is movie time in school.
And that's not a lot of places get to do the Christmas parties either.
Yeah.
But I thought that was kind of funny because she was like, "Yeah, we're just watching Santa Claus," and I'm like, "Oh, that's." I remember as a kid, that was the best time of year was the holiday time because you
pizza
had no
parties.
Pizza parties and candy, and the teacher's like, "Screw it, another movie." You're like, "Yeah, Ricky Dicky Dabby."
You know, at this time of the year, I saw some statistic yesterday. It was actually attached to another story, but they said like 75% of Americans don't get a Christmas bonus. You know, a lot of people, I guess, still get Christmas bonuses. I mean, we don't around here. Yeah. We haven't for a long time. We used to, but our Christmas bonus used to be a turkey. They would give us a turkey, remember?
Oh, I don't want a stinky old turkey. I don't know how to cook. I got a turkey from someone for Thanksgiving, and I was like, I don't even know what to do with this.
Oh, you didn't know what to do with a turkey?
Doorstop.
It's so easy to make.
I ended up donating it, and it was because
that's a nice thing to do.
A turkey is like, what is like a turkey? Like, it's like $26 at
but
best?
Still, that's not, I always thought it was a very nice gesture myself.
That's like getting a Christmas card from your grandma. It has like $5 in it. No.
But did you see the company? And I forget the name of the company. It was just a passing story, so I didn't get all the details. Didn't write it down. I just saw the guy owns a company, okay, and he gave $4 million in bonuses to all of them. Every employee got a bonus, and it was depending on how long they'd worked for the company. And this one woman I think had been there for many years. She got like a $60,000 Christmas bonus.
Damn,
isn't that badass?
Hell yeah.
And they interviewed the people from the company. They're like, look, he's been a great boss. I thought they were kidding when he said he was gonna get $4 million worth of Christmas bonus, but he did it. And
that's amazing.
Like, that is really
more companies should do that. So many companies are so loaded; they have so much cash in the bank, and they own so many other companies. And they should give Christmas bonuses. It was a thing that you would get a Christmas bonus.
It used to be, and
it would help you. You know,
yeah.
And for whatever reason, I think during the last recession, I think they were like, well, I think we can get rid of the Christmas bonus.
Well, I think Christmas bonuses were something like from the 70s and back, you know? I don't know.
It was in the 80s and stuff.
Was it?
Sure, yeah, and 90s.
I know. I'm going to have my...
96 was the last year.
I always resented the Christmas bonus because I only worked at like... No, here's why.
Of course you did.
Because I'm a damn Scrooge. Yes, right.
My goodness.
Listen, man, because I always worked like jobs where like I was the low-end on employee. But I didn't get the Christmas bonus, but my management above me, they definitely would.
So screw them. So they worked harder.
They didn't ever work harder, but they cracked the whip down on us employees harder so they could get their bonus. And it's always like, oh, we don't get anything from working harder.
I always get, when I had my business, I always gave, you know, Christmas bonuses to the employees because I thought it was the right thing to do.
What were you doing?
Usually like $200 or something.
That was good.
You know. I mean,
especially in the 90s.
Anything's nice, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like I say, the last time we had it around here, it was like a turkey.
Yeah. I remember when I first got made full time, there was a little extra. Well, this is what you could do for your Christmas bonus. You could sell back your vacation time.
Oh. That's worth a lot, actually.
Yeah, no,
that's
remember.
That's like Christmas barter.
Yeah, there was a time where they would buy back your vacation time, and that's how you would kind of, you know, make up for the lack of a Christmas bonus.
Right.
We'll get those days back from you.
Yeah, but I think more times than not nowadays there's not a Christmas bonus. You'll get a Christmas party, or they'll give out like a gift card kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the company that you were talking about, the gentleman with the $4 million bonuses that he shared with his employees, was Flora Craft.
Okay.
And it's a floral kind of place, and all the employees based out of Michigan.
$4 million.
$4 million in bonuses.
They must have made a lot of money that year to be able to give out $4 million in just bonuses.
A Michigan flower company? Yeah, that's
nice. Wow. Are they looking for a silly voice guy? Yes.
Really? Hey, Angel, I have a request. Can I place a request?
If it's for a song, you know how much that costs.
I do, but
it's $100.
But I think your little Grinch heart, might not want to do it when I pose it this way. Since we're not doing the ones and twos on Friday, could we? Because I'm really curious. Can we do Angel's top five Christmas songs tomorrow? Like your top five favorite Christmas songs
on Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, there you go. I'm curious because you have such, you know, you like such a wide range of music, and I've never asked you what your favorite Christmas song was. So the Angels' top five.
All right, we could do that.
You know, and I'm sure you've got some of us have never heard before. So I'd like to do that tomorrow if we could.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow's Thursday, right?
It's $100.
All right,
per song.
Per song. Oh my
God. You asked for five, so that's Christmas bonus.
Well, can
right
you
there.
Just play the first bar then of your favorite
first note?
First note of your favorite one.
No, we'll do that. That'll be fun.
Are you guys listening to Christmas music and watching Christmas movies?
Oh, yeah.
The Christmas music is on 24/7.
Yeah.
Especially, I'm sure, with a little one. That's all she wants to listen to right now.
So when you get in the car, you have a choice.
It's on our Christmas station. It's on Magic, and it doesn't move from that. She doesn't even want, like, typically sometimes she'll want listen to, like, the pop station or whatnot. It's Christmas 24/7 right now.
Yeah.
Casey Musgraves' Christmas album. Have you heard it?
I have not.
It is good.
It's really good.
It
all
is
right.
really good.
I'll she's really kind of come on this. This has been her year.
Her album, one of her songs made my top songs for 2018. The album is one of the best albums of 2018. It absolutely is.
Yeah, you played that song the other day, and I was like, I got to check this girl out. I love her.
I've recently gotten to Christmas trap music. I'm serious. Yeah. And
there is an album out there.
And it's fantastic. And I was twerking to it. I was twerking to it the other day, and I'll pull it out. You know what? I'm going to send it to you, Angel. It will get you going. I did a little Instagram story to the top, Carlos, and I was just,
Did you get
just for
lights?
A correction, the company that gave out the $4 million, because if anything, we're absolutely always 100% correct on this show, in particular in the 6 o'clock, 6 to 6:15 hour.
Yeah, well, we're just waking up.
Exactly, because the Texans want us to be on point.
Yes, we are, always.
They do foam.
Oh, Floral Foam Company.
Foam.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So they made millions and millions and
millions,
millions
off of foam.
That's awesome. That's good. Hey, Carlos, did you get the Christmas lights off the ground or are the Christmas lights still on the ground?
No, we had a situation. You didn't see that news story? There was a situation in East Orlando where there was a plane trying to land.
That's what I'm.
You know what? To be perfectly honest, I was going to talk about it to the top, but I got to talk about it now because I got to talk about it now and later in hopes of a very nice electrician monster fan.
Oh, man.
What did you do?
What did you do?
So I get home. The house has no electricity.
Yeah.
That's why you don't leave it on the ground. It gets wet.
No. Yeah. So I get immediately after driving through the rich people's neighborhood, which I was later corrected by my wife. We were not in College Park. We were, goddamn, I already forgot it. I don't pay attention Thornton to Park? Stuff, man. No, it's a fancy part of the Orlando. I forgot. Anyway.
Windermere?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
and so anyway, there were these amazing balls. And my wife had told me for years.
Oh, the Christmas balls.
The Christmas balls. But really.
Did you get my link?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's nice. I don't know if that's the exact one, but it's nice. Thank you for sending that. And I know she goes, and she said she had told me earlier we could do a better job on the Christmas lights. And I was like, what are you talking about? My Christmas light setup is badass.
Right.
And she's like, well, when we go to the fancy neighborhood, wherever we were, see if anybody has Christmas lights on the ground. And I was like, well, I'll bring a notepad because so many people will have it. I'll have to check them off. Well, as we strolled through, not one.
Nobody.
And it hit me like a ton of bricks for years. I was like, my whole life, because my dad did this at the house, I was like, we would sit out there and be like, good job. And like, I would just repeat it. And it hit me. So immediately, you know, I get obsessed with things. And I get home and I start picking up all the things from the ground. And I start attaching it. And I put them all up. And I'm like, so I got all the lights up now. I got everyone that was on the ground up. I get home the next day, fuse blown.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't follow my zone rules.
Oh, so you got everything coming off of one?
Yeah, I literally, I had zone rules. I drew a plan, but those were for the ground. And then so I need an electrician. Because I tried to do reset button deal. It didn't work. Oh. And so something's going.
Did you check the breaker box?
I reset the breaker. I tried to, the little
I just see that scene. I just see that scene from A Christmas Vacation. Well, and Carlos trying to put it all together. And hey, do you guys remember, of course, I'm a little bit older than you guys. But I remember when we did Christmas lights when I was a kid with my dad, it was those big Christmas bulb lights, big ones.
guns.
Those are the old school ones. Those are awesome. Yeah.
And it was a staple gun, and
yeah,
you stapled it to the house, which is so terrible.
So bad it's for so bad.
But they didn't have any clips or anything like that. It was like, hand me the staple gun, Russ, and I'm out there with him, you know. Yeah. And then we had this big Santa Claus that moved back and forth, and he held a lantern, and this thing was like life-size, and we'd have to haul that thing up on the roof. My dad would get like cinder blocks to put inside it so he would stay up there.
Right. You know, it was very dangerous.
Oh my God, dangerous as hell. All right, I got a couple things to tell. One is how easily swayed I can be. I'll tell you that story. And then about God bless YouTube. I'll tell you both those stories when we come back. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Is the Real Radio Christmas Telethon to raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless. Help us out. You can do it even right now if you want to get a jump on the telethon and be able to donate before everybody else. You can just text the word REAL to 243-725. 243-725 and donate now, and we'll get a jump on it before we get started on Friday. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holmes, all here today. I'll do I got two stories to tell you. I'll tell you this little one first. So, talking about your Christmas lights, Carlos, yeah. and I know you guys probably already know this way before I do it, and I've done it a little bit before, but I was, I don't want to say amazed by it, but it's like, man, what a different world we live in now. So there are a lot of things that it used to be, if you didn't know how to do it, you just have to call somebody else, you know, and get advice, or maybe go take it to a professional, or maybe look it up in a book somewhere or whatever. But now, almost anything, I mean anything you want to fix or repair or do, all you got to do is go to YouTube and type it in, and somebody has a tutorial on how to do it.
I did that. Didn't work for me.
Oh, really?
Well, I did it. It was like, it's a weird thing.
You don't
want
to mess with electricity,
It's electricity,
though.
And it's a reset button in the bathroom that connected to the circuit outside. Okay. So
electricity, I could see one.
Yeah,
I got a new watch yesterday.
That's a really nice watch, dude.
This is the
Aquaman.
This is the Aquaman Invicta, right?
So are you just getting all the superhero watches now?
It's my new thing. I like them, but I will only get DC. I will not get another
Marvel crap.
But so I got this is the brand new Invicta Aquaman,
cool, man.
And I love it. Right, I'm like, this is so cool because Jeff Coffin got me the Batman watch, and so. It comes in, but when it comes in, it's really way too big for my wrist. Now, it's a metal watch, and if you can see it on the YouTube channel, it's a pretty big metal watch, and I had to have some of the links taken out. Well, normally, I would just go down to a jeweler and have somebody take it out, because I don't know how to work on a watch. I don't know how to take the links out of something like this, but I'm like, you know what I'll do? I'll go on YouTube. And I will.
Oh, you did? Because I got a watch too, and I haven't taken out the links, and I've been waiting to go.
So I go to YouTube, I look at it. It's like a 3-minute tutorial. I'm like, God, it must be easy, right? The first thing the guy is British, and he's like, here's what you're going to need. I don't do a British accent, but here's what you're going to need. You're going to need a hammer. You're going to need a little nail.
A pin hammer?
And no, it's just like a hammer.
Okay.
A little nail and a push pin. I'm like, damn, a hammer. And they show you how to do it, but like I'm a little afraid to hammer on this thing. But basically, they walk you through how to take out the little links.
And I did it.
It took me about an hour to do it right, because you got to really hammer the crap out of it. Now, would you hammer on your own watch?
Absolutely,
Angel?
Not.
You would not?
No. I've made it to this point in my life where I can afford to take it to a jeweler and pay the $7 to take the link out.
Yeah. See, I have as well, but here's the deal. I'm very impatient, and I wanted to wear my watch today. I didn't want to not have it for today. So I went.
And here's the reason why. And there's certain things that people, you have an aptitude for it, and there's other things that you don't have an aptitude for it.
Mm.
So I was raised in a household where my dad was under the impression that somehow, some way, he was also a handyman.
Yeah.
So I was raised in a house where, and this is before YouTube and all these things, so he would get those, I don't know if you guys remember.
The Home Depot hardcover books.
These big, thick books.
Yes.
And Home Depot had them. I think even Reader's Digest would send them out.
The hardcover. And it was like,
and it'd give you home improvement tips.
Yeah.
And it was, and so my dad would read a couple pages. He's like, oh, I can replace this, right? And so throughout me being a teenager, we lived in houses that had probably 7 or 8 different projects at different levels of completion.
Right.
But none of them, none of them were ever done like perfect, like it was never well. And so that all, I think that like scarred me.
Sure. See, my dad was the same way, but my dad never read the book. He just figured he could figure it out on his own. So he would always, whatever task he was trying to do, he would do it, but he'd break 5 things.
Exactly.
Getting it done. So I am the same way. I always usually would rather let a professional do it, but I thought, well, man, it's just a couple links out of a watch.
If I would have done that, I would have broke the watch.
I did it though, and it worked. It worked
That's
great,
cool, man. You know, you got a hefty hand. You know, you got one of those, you know, meat biscuit hands. You know, and so that's a big watch
for a big man,
for a big, nice, big hand like that, man.
Yeah, big girthy hand.
And look, you got to start relying on those hands more. The knee shot, whatever. Yeah. So you need to be really showing off. You know, so
yeah, you got to take attention away from the knee, and people will be more looking in your arm than your leg.
But I like the style, man. You're a DC guy.
I'm a DC guy. We only have DC watches. I can't. No, Jeff Kaufman. And he likes the Marvel stuff, so we don't cross streams there, you know. But I get more, you know, so far. I mean, I've gotten more enjoyment out of this than I did that stupid Rolex, you know?
Yeah, and that is a great story with your Rolex. And, you know, the subsequent money that you made from the Rolex is now paying for your trip to Ireland.
And I got to tell you about that.
Oh, no.
I got to tell you about that.
Oh, no.
About how easily swayed I am.
You're not going now?
Where are you heading to?
When we come back. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Can't believe you don't know the phone numbers yet. Toll free, 888-978-1041. It's not like we've been doing this for 10 years. Write it down.
From Radio. Radio.
104.1. All right, so if you wanted to tell us something, ask us something, direct something our way, whatever, you want to get on the air at 7 o'clock, we're going to open up the phones at 7, so we'll be able to take your phone calls, 407-916-1041. You can always email me, russ@wtks.com. I've got several email to answer today as well, and we're going to have a live chat going on right now during the break. We talked to folks during the break on our YouTube channel. It's Real Radio Monsters on YouTube and also the texting service. My goodness, you can talk to us all you want, and we love it. The texting service is brought to you by Sutherland Nissan, OrlandoNissan.com. This is the story of how I'm so easily swayed. I know you guys are not going to be shocked or surprised about this at all, but I surprised myself with it. I'm like, oh, man. So when we do the show, we always go over to our office and kind of sit down and kind of relax. And
yeah,
sometimes we'll just sit there and not say anything.
Most of the time we're giving each other massages. they're nice. And Angel, your hands are firm yet soft.
We sit there in silence because we've been talking for 5 hours.
Yeah,
and I think we've talked out, you know. So we sit there for a little while, and then it's time for me to go home. So my routine is I always, you know, go walk down, get into the car, hit the button, say, call Mary Ellen Rollins, you know. So call my wife. You know, just to call and say, hey, how you doing? I'm on my way home. See you. You know, how was your morning, honey? Blah, 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 blah. So I get her on the phone. Hey, honey, how you doing? I said, okay. Hey, listen, honey, I've made a decision. She's like, okay, what is? I said, listen, okay, I'm a grown man. I can drive in Ireland, okay? When we get to Ireland, I know how to drive in Ireland. I can do that. I've planned everything
Hell
out.
Yeah.
I know where Limerick is. I know where the Cliffs of Moher
Hell
are.
Yeah.
I know where Cork is. I know where everything is.
You're a man.
And I'm a damn man. What we'll do is we'll save money by doing an Airbnb, and I'll get an Airbnb in each little town.
This is how it is.
And she's like, well, okay. And she's very, she's just excited to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for those that don't know, one of the things that I sold this Rolex.
You should tell that story again.
I sold this Rolex watch that I had that reminded me of someone who had given it to me. And I'm like, why am I keeping this watch? And I sold it, and I told my wife, listen, we're going to take that money, and we'll go to Ireland on St. Patrick's Day. I'm like, how much fun will that be? Because we're both about 65% Irish, and she's never been to Ireland. I have been, and I really enjoyed it. I went with my daughter, and I want to show Mary Ellen all the stuff, you know, that I got to see. So, but I didn't know how I was going to do it because some people had made me nervous about driving over there. And I said, listen, I know where Clown McNoise is. I know where the Blarney Castle is. I'm like, you know, I'll just,
proper 12.
Yeah, I know where everything is. I'm going to handle it, baby. Don't you worry. Okay, that's fine. So then I hang out with Mary Ellen, and then I get a call from the woman that had planned our trip to Cuba, and you know, just a couple months ago or whatever, Judy, nice lady, and I start talking to Judy.
I thought you meant your like Cuban tour guide.
Well, yeah, she, like, I could go to Ireland también, papi.
Well, yeah. She's, yeah, the one, she's the one that hooked me up with the Cuban tour guide, though, right?
Yep, I
so
go.
I started to tell her, and I'm like, listen, I appreciate you calling, Judy. I said, but you know what? Like,
I'm a man,
damn grown man. I'm going to be able to drive on my own and find everything. And I said, I'm going to do Airbnb in different towns. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, you know, that's awesome. But I just got some suggestions for you. You can just think about it if you want. I'm like, well, what's that? Well, you know, you probably are going to be drinking, right? I'm like, well, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know, they're pretty tough with the laws over there with drinking and driving. I'm like, oh, well, okay. And then the roads are kind of narrow, just so you know. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I've got a guy who is a, you know, kind of like David that you met in Cuba. I've got a guy in Ireland that tells great stories. He knows where everything is. He probably knows where some stuff that you don't know. And he'll drive you everywhere. And
to be fair, wait a minute. Is this Judy the same lady who hooked you up with a guy who took you to see a chicken get slaughtered for Santorini?
Yeah, and you felt bad afterwards, yeah, going like, oh, I feel so bad for Cuba.
No, but I got to see
trust me, Ireland could
I got to see the real Cuba, which I really...
But
I,
you hated it.
Well, no, what I didn't say I hated it. I said it was not romantic.
Okay,
remember I said it wasn't romantic.
Okay,
we enjoyed going to Cuba and seeing the real Cuba, and we've sent some stuff to date, like we've made a little friend with David in Cuba. That was a good experience. It wasn't a romantic experience.
Okay.
Wait,
before you continue, are you shooting for a romantic experience this time?
No, I just want her to see this beautiful country, okay, you know? And Mary Ellen's all about history and all this. So then I start talking about getting Airbnbs, and she said, well, and that's, you know, you'll save some money. She said, but just so you know, I've got a really good deal on a hotel that's right in the middle of the city. It's right by where the parade starts. It's a 5-star hotel, and they give me a discount, and I'll be there. Everything I had decided, by the time I was done, I was like, yeah, that sounds like a better idea. So by the time I drive home, right, I talked to my wife, you know, at one point. 10 minutes later, I walk in the door. I said, baby, everything I told you about 10 minutes ago, we're doing something
that's
totally different.
All that took was that 10 minutes.
You're going to appreciate it, dude. You really are. I mean, in the sense of with all the small stuff is being taken care of,
yes,
for you. You're going to have a guide who's going to show you things that you, like she just said, that you probably wouldn't find or stumble on your own. And the key thing, one of the key things here, and this is the texters yesterday also, and I didn't get a chance to bring it up to you, is the way that they are about driving drunk.
That's what I was
about
told.
That, like, they do not, that
they don't,
absolutely do not,
oh,
mess
really?
With, yeah, yeah. They, that
I figured no rules.
Yeah, they are very, very hard on that. And I thought, and I didn't get a chance to bring it up to you yesterday.
Yeah.
We had a handful of texters come in, and then I went and looked it up and everything, and that is the case. And there's plenty of Americans who have gone to Ireland thinking they were going for a weekend or a week vacation and everything.
End up in jail.
And ended up in jail.
That's what my travel agent said.
Yeah, and their stay was incredibly longer.
Yes.
And way more expensive.
I know. Well, so then when I got home and I told Mary Ellen, listen, everything I told you before, I've changed my mind. And she's like, thank God. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, listen, Russ, I don't want to roll the dice on an Airbnb in a country we don't know about. Who knows? We end up in some, you know, really bad part of town. And she's like, you know, that the thing that just happened in Mexico where the
Costa Rica,
was it Costa Rica?
Yeah.
Costa Rica, where the lady was killed.
The woman from Tampa, right?
Airbnb. Yeah. She's like, that stuff just scares me. Her being a paramedic, she sees the worst of the worst. So,
sure,
you know, bad things can happen. She's like, I'd rather stay in a nice hotel. She's like, I don't want to be worried about you driving off the road or driving drunk the entire time. I want you to enjoy it with me. I'm so glad that we've got a driver. And I didn't really want to go from town to town. I kind of wanted to stay in Dublin and go out and see, like, every... But she didn't...
Oh,
I'm like, oh, okay. Well, so then I guess...
Did you ever sit and ask her what she wanted to do?
No!
Wow, okay.
That sounds messed up. I learned this from somebody just recently. I just learned this from somebody. I remember hearing this. It's not about me.
I know.
Man, that is ringing in my head.
I fall into it all the time. I can't help it. You can't see the forest for the trees. I'm like, I'm going to prove to her that I can do this.
I think we gave somebody like accolades and high fives and like, hey, you know.
Angel, it can sneak up on you when you don't even know it.
I didn't know
I was doing it. And she's like, I know you wanted to do it for you, Russ, but I really would rather you. And I'm like,
wow.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, dude, I get it. Yeah, as much as you know...
like certain things. It's a practice. You have to do it every day to think of stuff like that. You gotta catch yourself.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you really do, and you have to stop and give yourself that second thought. And go, okay, whose trip is this? I've been to Ireland.
Yeah.
I've already checked it out.
Well, I see. My intent was, and explaining is losing. My intent was, I'm going to show you a great time. This will make me feel good to show you how much I know. You know, and I'm going to take you to this haunted castle that you got to see it because I saw it and you'll like it because I liked it.
Yeah, you don't get to choose anything.
Yeah. and I thought, and I'm like, I'm sorry, honey, I should have asked you. I was so excited to show it to you. You know,
but for the radio, what's a better story? If we stayed at a lovely 5-star and saw some great sights, or zany Irish adventure where you get arrested.
Russ gets arrested.
We gotta bail you out. It's like an 80s movie.
Where's Bo? I gotta rub the Blarney Stone.
We're gonna start a GoFundMe to get Russ back from Ireland.
And then send Bo to Ireland.
Judy, the very, very nice travel agent, she was really cool about it, because I told her, too, I've decided this is what I'm doing.
I'm a man.
And she's like, well, let me just give you some options, and give you some ideas.
No, she's not on your team. She's taking a cut, man.
That's okay. You know what? She did an itinerary, has it all planned out. I'm like, okay, that actually... And I showed it to Marielle, and she's so excited about this trip, which makes me happy. But yeah, I was doing the planning for me, I think, and I was so excited about I'm going to show you what we're going to do.
You can't do this move now where, like, once you guys get out there... Like, oh, yeah, this is cool, but what I was going to show you would have been way cooler.
We're going to stop at the...
Every time anything sucks, you just bring up, hey, your idea was better.
I would have done something way cooler.
We're going to stop at the places, though, I know she'll like, because she loves anything haunted. Any haunted thing, you know, she wants to see it. So all the old monasteries and stuff we're still going to see. But, like, she had on there to see the Waterford, where they make Waterford crystals and stuff, and she's like, I don't really want to see that. I'm like, cool, me neither.
Whatever.
Off the list.
Crystals are for losers.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
I'm a bull in a crystal shop.
I mean, so easily swayed. I swear, I told my wife, this is what we're doing. I'm going to drive. We're going to get Airbnbs. We'll save money, blah, blah, blah. And then the travel agent just had to say, listen, you can just sit in the back of the car, watch everything, spend time with your wife, and he's got free Wi-Fi in his car, so your phones will work if you want to, you know, send messages. And I'm like,
this lady sounds like she's does this professionally.
Yeah. She does do it professionally,
But you know what, Russ, I got to tell you, first I was like, man, stick to your guns, you know, drive, because I think that would be fun. And I just recently had a trip where I was in LA and I was driving around.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's a much better deal.
Yeah.
I'm glad you went with this.
Is it a little bit extra money?
Sure, but a little more safety. And you asked what your wife wanted, really.
And it's what my wife wants. She didn't want me to be worried about... She goes, I know you. You get stressed things.
You would.
And you'll be on a mission and you won't be paying attention
to
me.
That's true.
And I'm like, you're right. Okay.
See, I don't have that. I would just be wilding out and then probably end up in an Irish prison.
See, she wants to go
Which
to
I'm assuming is a dungeon. Right? Yeah. I have no idea what they are.
I've been to Ireland and I personally didn't have that good of a time in Ireland, but it was in a different phase.
Yeah.
I just backpacked into there. I was staying in some hostel with some Croatian freaking construction workers. It was insane. It was not this beautiful Irish trip that you are going to have. And I did it way before any Airbnb kind of deal.
Yeah.
So I think you should do it in style, because there are places in Ireland you don't want to be.
That's what Mary Ellen is, because Russ, okay, imagine if you're in Ireland and you want to come to Orlando and you get an Airbnb in Pine Hills.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
That's a cooler story. You guys are making me double down on my Christmas plans right now.
What do you mean?
My Christmas plans are like, I've never seen snow.
Yeah.
Never seen 33 years old.
Here's the thing, though. This year, that's what I'm doing. We're driving to go see snow, but with no real plan.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm going to find out where the weather is, like where there's going to be snow, and we're just going to drive.
Okay, but the difference is that you're doing that in America.
Yeah.
And he's going to a foreign land.
I'm going to a foreign country, and the cars are very small. The streets are very small. And we do want to stop at pubs and drink and stuff like that. So, man, I was so sure of what I wanted to do when I called Mary Ellen and told her, this is what we're doing. I got it planned, baby. I know the route. I know how to get to all these places.
I got the maps.
And all I did is talk to the travel agent for 5 minutes and I was like switching everything.
How a third party could just make you look at something completely different.
And it's amazing how when I got home and I told my wife I had totally flipped everything, she was so relieved. She's like, I didn't want to burst your bubble, honey, but like, she's like, I'm really glad that we're getting, you know, the hotel room. and we got a driver. And,
does your wife know the travel agent?
No.
No?
No, 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 no. It's a lady that actually, her son listens to the show. Her son came on one of our brew buses.
Oh, okay.
And that's how I met her. Really nice lady. And so she's got this all planned out. So anyway, but man, I'm so easily swayed.
No, now you're taking the Disney vacation of Ireland. Like, you could have gone and saw like a traveler fight, like a bare knuckle brawl kind of thing. That's the Santeria of Ireland.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
No, this guy, but no, I got a guy who lives in Ireland. If I want to see one of those, I can say, hey, take me to an Irish brawl.
Man, I love, like, one of my favorite YouTube rabbit holes to go down is traveler fight.
Ooh,
which
yeah,
is
bare knuckle.
It's travelers are like they're not gypsies, but they're the traveling caravan people of Ireland, and they love to post YouTube videos of them just beating up each other, and it's amazing. It's just guys in Adidas pants.
There's two things Irish gypsies love.
What's
and
that?
It's fighting bare knuckle and marrying each other. and I've watched both of the shows.
Yeah,
and they seem to just kind of swap situations back and forth.
Yeah,
that's all Irish reality television is. Yeah,
yeah, I'm into
real
it.
World
see,
Ireland.
See, this way I don't have to rent a car, you know. So
sorry,
I don't worry about car rental, and we're gonna
take
one day. We're gonna take a train to Cork, and so and now I feel better about it.
Good,
and so does the wife.
Now you're gonna go see. Are you gonna go see the Cliffs of Dover? Is that one?
Cliffs of Moher. And it's the most beautiful sight I've ever seen. I'll be honest with you.
Is it the most beautiful?
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever. I mean, when you're sitting there looking at, you wish there was more. No, when you're sitting there watching it, you're like, wow, I can't believe I'm actually. And the only thing I really had ever seen him before is in the movie The Princess Bride, when they're climbing up the cliffs or whatever. That's actually, they've got shots of the Cliffs of Moher, and it's such a big drop-off into the ocean. It's pretty cool. And then there's an area where you can walk. Well, you're not supposed to. It says do not walk past this area, but everyone's in line to walk past the area and walk right up to the edge of the cliff. And it says people have been, you know, the wind has thrown people off this, but people are like, you know, they still will go. I will not even go near it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
hell
yeah,
no.
Yeah. Especially with that knee. A little gust, well, and weeble wobbles, and they do fall down.
I'm gonna get my gel shot in my knee before I go. And
I'll be comfort gel?
I'll be ready to go. Because there'll be a lot of walking when you go
on very uneven paths, cobblestone roads. I don't know. I have no idea what Ireland's like. I'm picturing medieval times.
I'm just curious.
This guy, the guy that you're gonna hook up with, right? Do we know what kind of vehicle it is? Because I just went to Ireland Hertz just to see what kind of vehicles they had available.
All small ones.
Man.
Yeah. Everything's small. The parking spots are small. The streets are small. Everything's small.
But you can get an Audi A4.
Everything's wee.
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know what? I'm not going to drive anything. I'm going to be able to go to a pub whenever I want and drink whenever I want. And now I've decided the other way. I was so sure I was going to do it myself and not now.
Get an Opel Astra.
Yeah.
Ah.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a car.
Well, a lot of Mini Coopers there.
Yeah, there's a lot of small cars.
A lot of very, very small cars. And people on little Vespas.
Yeah, a lot of scooter people running around in Ireland. I like the smaller cars. When I was in Europe, our fancy cars are just their standard cars there.
So the time of year that you go, like, are there seasons similar to ours? So is it winter there now as well? Do you know, Russ?
What's
yes, it's the Northern Hemisphere.
So it's winter now. So like the seasons are similar to ours right now?
It will be cold in March there because when I went with my daughter.
Oh, so that's not the same then. So that's wintertime for them then in March, right?
In March, yeah. It's nice and cold. Yeah, yeah. So for the St. Patrick's Day parade, and my wife does not like the cold, but I said, we got to go there on St. Patrick's Day. That'll be.
Is the St. Patrick's Day the same kind of party atmosphere there, or is it more of a religious celebration?
No. It's
a rager.
What I saw was kind of like he said, like a rager. I mean, people, a rager. The people are the parade, they've got beads they're throwing out. And it's a big, big party. It's so funny. Before I went, people were like, oh, they don't really celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I don't know whoever said that because they do. They're a big parade, and it's like one of the biggest days. And you're either drinking Guinness or there's another beer that's pretty popular. And a lot of Jameson.
Woo.
A lot of JMO, for
sure.
Yeah,
you don't need to drive.
All right, listen, we're gonna open up the phones at 7 o'clock today. So it's open phones at 7. Anything you want to ask us about, tell us about, talk about, straighten us out about, anything you want to bring up, we'll do that when we come back. Ryan Holmes guarantees that this will be a great phone calls from the listeners. So we'll give it a shot. 407-916-1041. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Military mic check.
Hi, I'm Captain Horace Grant with the 191 CSSB, currently deployed in Poland in support of Atlantic Resolve. I'd like to give a shout out to my wife, kids, mom and dad. Love you guys, miss you all.
From Radio. 104.1.
Happy Wednesday to you. We appreciate you listening to Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. We're also live on the Real Radio Monsters YouTube channel, so check it out if you get a chance, and you can always text us. And now we're opening up the phone so you can call us. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041, or locally it's 407-916-1041. I had someone who emailed me giving me hell, going, why are you asking people to call you at 7 o'clock when you know that they're on their way to work and they're going to be driving and on their phone? Okay, listen, there is such thing called hands-free phone, right? You just hit a button and you can talk and you don't have to be distracted by the phone. So we're not enticing people to call and get into a wreck.
Fancy Russ with your, what is it, Bluetooth? Sorry, not everybody got Bluetooth, man.
That's what I'm going to get, I know.
Okay.
Yeah. I got an Xbox headset I just plug into my phone, man.
Well, you know, but be careful if you decide to call. 407-916-1041 or toll-free, it's 1-888-978-1041. Anything you want to clarify, anything you want to ask us about, anything you want to throw at us, if we messed something up or said something wrong, You can do that. It's all okay for this segment. Hey, Jill, you're on Real Radio 104.1.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jill.
What's up, baby girl?
So this one's actually for Ryan Holmes.
Okay.
Oh.
So about a month or so ago, you brought up Family Auto Mart. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, so I have to tell you a quick story about the time that I met the guy from Family Auto Mart.
What was his name?
Yeah.
Steve.
I don't honestly know.
I think his name was High Tide Harry.
Okay, so I was probably about like 15 or 16, and my granddad used to live down in Sebastian, and so we were driving down to visit him, and we stopped at that Cracker Barrel off of 95 in Vieira. And so my dad and I are in that podunk gift shop that they have, and all of a sudden we see this guy from Family Auto Mart there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we go up to him, and I was like, hey, aren't you guys from the Family Auto Mart commercial? He goes, yes, I am. And I was like, oh, my God, I love the Fix and Delirious section, which is, you know, the bit with the Cletus and, like, the hillbillies.
How could you forget?
Yeah.
He literally did the dance and song in the middle of the gift shop and just walked straight out right after. Like, I was out.
He's a performer.
It seems like a nice guy.
I always wanted to meet him, too. I think you're very lucky. Is he still alive? His health was never in that good.
He could cartwheel, though.
I don't know. Might have had a coronary.
I know. I mean, the guy was putting it all out there for that commercial, and he changed the game when it came to car commercials. I mean, unbelievable, right, girl?
One of the weirdest and best parts of my childhood.
I know. I want to see behind the music on this guy. Yeah. Like, what happened? The rise and
remember
fall
his
of family.
Son? He had a son?
He did.
All right, Jill. Hey, thanks for calling, Jill. You have a good holiday, okay?
You too, guys.
See you, Joe. We'll talk later about old 90s commercials.
407-916-1041. Hello, Leslie. You're on Real Radio 104.1. Good morning.
Good morning, monsters.
Hey, we got phones open. It's good to hear from you.
I love it. I love you guys. I love listening to you guys, and I love the YouTube.
Oh, good. So you watch us on YouTube.
Well, I listen to you on YouTube.
Nice.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I get to chat sometimes. It's fun.
Very good. Well, are you all set for the holidays? Are you ready for a good Christmas?
I am so ready. Are you guys ready?
You know what? I only have like two more things to purchase for family members, and then I'm done. And I'm ready to have a little vacation.
Nice. I hope you guys have a great vacation.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Thank you for calling. Hope you do as well. Thanks for checking us out.
All right, 407-916-1041. Hey, what name is that? Is that call?
Call. No, it's not Cole. It's Paul.
Paul.
Sorry, Cole.
Paul, you're on Real Radio. What's up?
Let me speak to that little twit. What is it? British Ryan, he calls himself?
Ryan?
No. You don't understand, Brian. Ryan. British Ryan, your mother is so disappointed in you that you have not seen her in Christmas forever, or myself, and you want to see snow. Is that right?
Aww.
You should go visit him.
Not going to go to proper London, though.
You're going to drive to America to see snow, and you're not going to go visit your family?
Your mother, She asks for you every day. Where's my little skinny leg, Ryan, son? Your brother wants, you know, she's so angry. Ryan, you must come see me and her before she passes away, bloke.
Are we just replaying my bit from yesterday?
I don't know.
This is not funny.
I think he just got your name wrong four times.
You know, that's the problem with being named Ryan. Like, I don't even correct people most of the time. Hi, Ryan. Brian? Yep. Okay. Whatever. I'll never see you again.
Yeah. Let's go to Matthew. You're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Matthew?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you
today? Hey, man.
I'm great.
I'm born and raised in Orlando, born in Orange Memorial Hospital, 1962. I've lived here all my life and literally near downtown, within 3 miles right off Curryport, the dead end on the west end where it dead ends into Delaney.
And I'm having a house party.
I know exactly where that is.
Do you really? That's wonderful. I hear you guys every morning. I make a drive now. I live in Lake Wales, and I make a drive from Lake Wales to Lakeland, so I listen every morning, and it's just, I got through finally.
Well, good. Hey, Matthew, let me ask you a question. So you were born and raised here in Central Florida. Do you think you'll ever leave? Do you think you'll ever move to anywhere else?
I went to South Florida for a couple years, and I hooked up with a woman that was from... Canada.
Oh, okay.
I was not thinking that.
South Florida. Canadians.
I was definitely thinking Colombia. Yeah.
So you met her. Did you move back to Canada with her for a little while?
I did. I went back there it was so flipping cold, and it was in the 40s and stuff, and it was June.
Oh, man.
And it was like, this is ridiculous. You know, I mean, like North Canada, like almost Nova Scotia.
Ooh. Oh, hell. How long did you live there?
3 months.
Damn. Yeah,
that's all I could take, too. I went to Minnesota for, like, just 3 weeks, you know, during the winter. And I'm like, I do not see how you people live up here. It's like, yeah, this is for polar bears and penguins, not real people.
Yeah. And actually, gosh darn it, the penguins are my favorite little... Gosh, cartoons.
Aww, aren't you adorable? You grown man who loves penguins.
Hey, man, I'm with you. I like penguins,
I think
too.
They're adorable, too. If you go to that SeaWorld encounter, it'll melt your little heart.
Have a great holiday, buddy. Thanks for calling. Hey, Kayla, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Kayla?
He's like, I didn't know you were going to bring up penguins.
Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
Hello?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful.
You know.
Yeah, great. Well, I just want to tell you guys that I love you, and I listen to you every morning on the way to work.
Thank you.
While I'm driving around at work.
Hell yeah.
And my only New Year's resolution is to go to Gatorland and see Savannah and take lots of pictures with her.
Well, I'm here right now, girl, and I want you to know.
Oh,
hey, girl. Okay, girl. Hey, Merry Christmas. Hey, can you get me something for Christmas?
Get me something. That's her.
I'm going to find you a good man.
Oh, I need a good man. He better be about 6'8", dunk at least a regulation goal, and be able to handle an 11-foot Australian croc.
Oh, okay.
He said croc.
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 Crocodile.
Crocodile.
Like them shoes Post Malone wears.
Hey, Kayla, have you been to Gatorland?
When I was little.
When you were little, yeah. Yeah, when you go there, ask for Savannah. They'll find her for you. She loves taking photos with people. But
Absolutely. And I just want to tell you guys that I'm driving right now, and I'm on the phone, and I have no idea what to do. I forgot everything.
All right. Well, Kayla, thanks for calling. Have a great holiday, and enjoy Gatorland with Savannah, okay?
You guys too. Thank you.
All right. Bye bye. 407-916-1041. I don't think we've ever opened up the phones at 7 o'clock before.
No. So people are just waking up, saying hello, and just saying nice things at 7 in the morning.
Is that Narlos?
Yeah. How you doing? This is Narlos Cavaro.
Yeah.
I'm calling with my new segment.
What is it?
All right.
Then I stop.
What?
Damn, I wanted to hear that. Say it again. Hold on, wait a second. Reset it up in three.
He hung up.
I wanted to hear the Narlos Cavaro bit.
407-916-1041 or toll free. It's 1-888-978-1041. Hey, you're on with the Monsters. Who's this? Uh-oh.
It's Carlos Navarro again.
Hey, you're on with the Monsters. Who's this?
Narlos Cavaro.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much. Hello, this is Ryan's mother.
Man, this is what it was going strong.
It was taking my first L on this one.
This was the train was going, and then we hit a moose.
Well, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, and people are still waking up, you know?
I love that all these people want to be my mom. Even my mom doesn't want to be my mom most of the time.
Billy, you're on Real Radio 104.1. Good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, monsters?
Hey, buddy.
Hi, what's up, Bill?
Give you all a huge thank you and Merry Christmas. I won some Universal tickets off you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
My 4-month-old daughter yesterday. And she seen the Grinch and everything. She loved it.
Oh, good, she dude.
That's good. Yeah, Universal is, you know, people don't think about that a lot of times for, you know, for the holidays, but they've got a great holiday thing out there.
Awesome, amazing.
I just saw the thing on TV where they dubbed the prep for the parade that they do.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Billy, did you guys see the parade or did you miss that?
No, we just ran through Universal side. We mainly spent the time over in Islands of Adventure.
Yeah,
sure.
To go for maybe like the Seuss Land and all that stuff.
Is that the first time you'd been out there?
In a while. It's the first time for my girlfriend and obviously my daughter. You know?
Cool, man. Well, sure. I'm glad you got to go out there, dude.
Thanks for calling, buddy. You guys have a great holiday.
Likewise. Thank you.
All right, bye. 407-916-1041. Brian, you're on Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you very clearly. Wow. Wow. Are you calling from underneath this table here?
No, yesterday, my name is Frank. They called me Ryan. I don't know why. I said I'm calling Punker Ryan.
Okay.
I just wanted to make a comment. I was calling in yesterday during the King of Denmark section where they were, you know, talking about the bits, and I was like, man, I'm so glad they added that bit.
Ah, oh, see, the best caller of the day right here.
Oh, this is Frank, your uncle, right?
Frank's actually my dad's name. The thought crossed my mind.
Awesome. I'm a long-time listener. I've loved the show. I say long time, 10 years. I don't know.
No, yeah. That's a long time. Thank you for listening for that long. That is an insane long time.
And we appreciate it, Frank.
I mean, it's a little crazy now because I don't know when I can listen, but... You know, the great thing is now I know when I can go take a dump during that segment.
God damn!
Yes, swerve me, Frank. Of the day!
He knows
my angel, did you hear that? He took us on a wonderful road.
I thought he really liked the segment.
I really was there, and he swore, and he did a U-turn, and he came back around, and he said, guess what, guys? It's really a King of Denmark turd joke. Bravo,
sir. I respect that as well.
That was some next level.
Hey, Shim, you're on Real Radio, 104.1.
Hey, guys. Also from Orlando, born and raised here since 75, blah, blah.
Hell yeah.
Being clear?
Yeah, you're very clear.
All right, I'm calling on a galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to kind of bash Ryan a little bit, man.
So no.
His King of Deland segment. You know, the first week his voice was one way, and then ever since the second week his voice was totally different. It's kind of like going from playing Popeye to Ms. Doubtfire. It annoys the piss out of me.
It has changed a little bit. Ryan, you're having some. Thank you for calling, Jim.
Yeah, that was a great call.
You're having some issues with your throat, though, aren't you? Some throat.
Can you please tell us again what happened to your throat?
I don't know. I'm going to see a doctor on Thursday, but my throat is wrecked. So yeah, you won't hear a King of Deland bit today. But
do you think you wrecked it from the bit?
I do. Honestly, it's very rough on my voice.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's fine. I just got to get it looked at. I'm just coughing and tasting blood in my mouth all day.
Tasting blood in your mouth?
He's got some weak DNA, man. That's right.
The truth of the matter is you're getting a really weak cut. You're messing around. You got to step it
up.
All right. Well, listen, people are still calling in. Angel, I'll let you in the break. You can tell me whether there's any that are worth taking.
None of them are.
Okay. Okay. All right. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Rock outfit out of Australia called Tame Impala, And
Angel finds the coolest stuff. That's why What the Hell's Angel Listening To is such a badass show on Friday nights, 10 till midnight. Check it out. You're always going to hear something new you hadn't heard before when you check that out. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with we got Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holmes all here today. Oh, guys, I got to take a personal call, though. Hold on. This is just me.
Okay, well, okay, I'm just a host. So, blah, 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 hosting the show in the background.
Karen, this is Russ. Karen?
Hey, Russ.
Hi, Karen.
Hey, I had an idea for your telethon.
You're live on the air. Yes.
You're definitely live on the air.
I thought since you're the artist that maybe you could paint a picture during the show, and then by the end of the show, auction that picture off.
That is not a bad idea at all, but I will be very busy hosting that 5 hours. But you know what we're doing is we've got a guy, his name is Airbrush Pete, who paints much, much better and much faster, and he does a much better job. And he's going to be live on Friday doing airbrush things and auctioning those things off. So that is a wonderful idea. We are doing it, and like he might do like a caricature of Carlos and let Carlos sign it, or do one of like my Jolly Jane character. He might do like a big Jolly Jane and I can sign it and we'll auction those off. So yeah, we're going to do a form of that, but I'll be pretty busy tomorrow or on Friday hosting, you know?
Okay. All right.
All right,
that
Karen.
Sounds awesome. I'm excited.
Well,
thank
good.
You.
Well, thank you, Karen.
Bye, Karen. We'll talk later.
She didn't want to go on the air, right?
I
was like, yeah. Okay, I'll let you talk to Russ.
Yeah, we're only doing things on the air right now. But thank you for calling, Karen. We're going to do that. I'm going to go down the list of all the stuff we have planned for the telethon on Friday, and I'm really glad that it's the real radio telethon and that the News Junkie and the Jim Colbert Show, they're all participating, and it's going to be cool. 407-916-1041. Dean, you're on Real Radio 104.1.
Russ, good morning, sir.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I listen to you guys all the time, every day. I am born and raised also right here in Orlando.
Hell yeah.
And so I want to give a shout out to Lake Weston Elementary, where now my kids go, Edgewater High School, where my son goes now.
Hey, how did Edgewater win the state? I know they were going to the state championship. Did they win?
No.
Oh. Not at all. Damn it, man! Well, look, they made it to the big game though, right?
No, they made it not to the state. The game right before it.
Oh, the game right before. Well, they had a great season, so you know, hell yeah to Edgewater High School.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, a lot's changed since I've been a kid here, and I know there's a lot of people from like New York and New Jersey, and all I hear all the time is their bagels are better, their pizza's better, everything they have is better. But you know what? They never had a three-way combo
at
Winter Park Deli.
That's right. Winter Park Deli. That was the deal. All right, buddy.
That was the deal.
You have a good holiday, man. You take care.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. You know why they say that the pizza is better in New York and all that stuff is better in New York? Because they have a better water filtration system in New York. Well, the water in New York is some of the best water you can get really in the world. And so that's why they say the pizza, the bagels, all that stuff tastes better because they have better water.
I think they're just used to it. I don't believe it. I've been in New York. I've had the pizza. It doesn't taste any better or any worse than any other pizza I've really had.
Man, you are a downer, man. You are Eeyore in a room full of tiggers. Room full of tiggers, you're the damn Eeyore.
No, I'm
it's something
I'm,
better.
It's exactly the taste. I tested the actual taste.
My throat hurts now.
I'm the owl. I'm the wise owl in Winnie the Pooh.
Wise owl.
Yeah, I'm the wise owl.
I need to get the hell out of here with that wise owl.
Wise owl needs wisdom.
Right. Billy, you're on Real Radio 104.1. What up, Billy?
Yes, sir. Back to 1998. I got a long overdue thank you. I just want to reach out to you, Russ, and tell you thank you. I had fallen off the stage at a show. I'm a long haul truck driver. By the way, I'm using a headset. I got both hands on the wheel. I fell off the stage at your show, 1998. I was passing through Daytona. I had the time of my life. I had fallen off the stage because I stepped on a dog, one of them little service animals, vest on it. Was up on your stage. You invited me up. I fell off, ripped my shirt, landed on another man, and you was nice enough to help me up. I was bleeding.
I remember that.
And I just want to say thank you. It's been so long. And, now's my chance. I finally got it. Russ Rollins, Mr. Sir, I thank you for that. and I still wear my dog tags.
Well, God bless you, sir. I appreciate you calling, Billy.
Back in 1998, Billy sounded like he had a deep voice and sounded like a rough and tumble truck driver, and then he fell off the stage and got stuck with that.
Billy, I appreciate it. I do remember that too, buddy, and I'm glad you're okay. He did. He fell, and I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna get sued. So I went down and helped him out, and we had some crazy concerts there at that time. 407-916-1041. Sheamus, you're on Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, Russ, I've been listening to you guys since 1992.
Hell yeah.
I grew up in the Daytona Beach area.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you guys could get the old crew back together. Jeff Howell, Bubba Wolfass Wilson, Daniel Dennis, Junkie the Bear, and Savannah.
Yeah.
No one's ever mentioned that. Nobody's ever said that to me before. I think we should get the old gang back together. Now everybody's supposed to be walking in right now. Gang back together. Here's Savannah. Bubba, we don't know where he's at.
Fluffy, there's Fluffy.
Oh, Fluffy is now, I think, working for the Orlando department.
What happened to Bo? You didn't want to see Bo, Sheamus?
Bo!
Yeah, I like Bo, too.
Everybody's got their own thing now, man. There's so many former cast members.
My God, probably, they're all on the station, by the way. There's plenty of cast members. Yeah. Guess what? The get-together's here. It's the station. Yay!
Jeff Howell is here like once a week, usually. Savannah still comes in.
Daniel and Drunky are Tom and Dan. Yeah. You can listen to Jimmy.
Mind's blown, man.
Jimmy is on the Jim Colbert Show. Bubba and Jeff are all over Tom and Dan. They stop by. Like, I get it, man, and I understand, but man, you gotta turn the page. Like, it's just like, it's a very bizarre thing.
I understand it, and I'll tell you why I understand it. Let me explain why.
Please do, because
like everything I understand in life, it's the Kiss analogy, okay?
Yep.
With the band Kiss, everybody wants the original members.
Right.
But even though there are members in Kiss now that have been in the band longer and working their ass off, and they never had drug problems, they never gave Gene and Paul any problems, and they've been there, people don't, it's like people want to gravitate back to what they liked when they were younger.
Exactly. That's all it is. When you hear that, it's like that. And it's fun. I get it. It's fun. And it really doesn't bother me. It's just kind of funny because it's a weird situation. I never in my life thought I'd be in a band. And essentially, I have people that come up to me and they know nothing about my band, the Monsters. And then randomly people are like, hey, when's the last time y'all played together? And like, people are like, what the hell are they talking about?
It was in Daytona. And I looked out of the audience and said, this is our very last show.
And so it's a funny thing. And I would love to do it if somebody else set it up. I would gladly do a, you know what I'm saying, Russ? Like, if somebody wanted to produce it.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, there ain't nobody here who's going to take the logistical time it takes
to get all those egos together.
To get everybody. I would sit in here with everybody right now, and we would have a blast, but ain't no way in hell am I taking my time to put it together.
Yeah, I'd have no problem with it either. But, but everybody's got their own
thing now, man. Just listen to Real Radio. You'll get your fix.
Yeah. Sold by the Kevin, he's got a show down in
Tampa.
Tampa, he's crushing it again.
Who else are we missing? Like Whopper Jr., that guy.
He runs a beer company.
Just drink anything from Cigar City. You're helping that kid out.
Tiffany is in Vegas.
Or
she's got a show. I mean,
she's doing great.
I've sat down before to write down how many former cast members are. There's over 30 former cast. I mean, it's like the cast of Saturday Night Live. You know, it changes over
and to get three or four out, we're gonna need Jeff Kaufman and his legal services.
right.
Just to get here on time.
Hey, Bill, you're on Real Radio 104.1. What's up?
Good morning, Monsters.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for another year of entertaining me on the way to work every day.
I appreciate it. Let me ask you this question. So you go to work the same time every day, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're used to hearing the same segment every day, so that's kind of one of the reasons why I decided to switch things up so you could hear something different. Do you like that, or would you rather it go back to you know exactly what's going to happen when you're in the car?
You know, it gives me a chance to hear things I didn't get to hear usually on the way to work because I had to get out of the truck. But I do like the old segments, but listen, anything you guys do entertains the hell out of me.
All right,
thanks, dude. I appreciate that, man.
You're good either way. All right.
I appreciate that.
I just want to find out. I appreciate it, buddy. You have a good holiday.
You too, and thanks again.
All right.
See you, dude.
407-916-1041 or toll free. It's 1-888-978-1041. You know, it is a compliment when people say, "Man, I want to get I want to do a show with everybody all together." It just shows that they loved, you know, they totally loved all that so well. And I get that. I get it because I'm a Kiss fan, and I understand. You know, it doesn't matter what interpersonal things are going on between those guys. You just want the people you like together. You don't care if they get along anymore. You don't care if they talk anymore.
Yeah.
You just want to see everybody the way it was, because it makes you feel good from when you used to listen.
And it's, you know, it would be totally it would be interesting in the sense that, like, I've worked with Daniel when I came in. I haven't worked with Daniel since the last show we ever did together here.
Yeah.
And that would be interesting to see. I would love to give it a shot, and especially Drunky too, because we had some good times. But I wonder if we could even do that. I wonder, because there's so much to comedy and bits and trust that you know, when you kind of are separated for a while, I don't know if you can do it again. I'm sitting here questioning it right now. I would give it a shot, but I don't know if that's what Seamus would want. You see what I'm saying?
And a lot of those streams never cross. I'm like, did you ever work with Tiffany or no?
Yeah, of course.
You did? Okay.
I never remember who
worked with who or whatever, because it's all kind of mixed up.
To me, it's very easy, because I got fired and it was like a big break. And so I can always kind of gauge, you know, the only time I wasn't here was like,
I thought there was a couple cast members you said I didn't work with them.
No.
Were you here when Soul Brother Kevin was here?
I found Soul Brother Kevin at Cricketer Arms.
Oh, that's right, and brought him in.
Yeah.
So
I think it'd be like Full House becoming like Fuller House. Like, you know, you remember Full House, and you're like, oh, Full House, how fun was that?
Yeah.
You know what we should do? Remake it, and it's not the same. It's not gonna be the same.
Well, everybody's different now, you know.
But that's what we are. That's what the Monsters is now. It's a remake. It's an evolution. It's a different cast. Some members, obviously, from before. And so this current version, there's so many people that only know this version, and they only know Fuller House, and they never watched Full House, and they're like, and they go back and watch Full House, and they're like, I kind of like Fuller House. You see what I'm saying? Like, if people listening right now heard some of our stuff from when Seamus said that he loved it, they might be revolted, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, like,
it was such a different show.
Yeah.
And not to say that that time was better or that time was worse. It's just like
a different time. You can't do the bits you used to do
Not at that level, because it was just like straight up vulgarity and craziness. But I think we can definitely push we have pushed the limits, and we can push them a little bit further, but just without the straight up
racism.
Sexism and
all that stuff. All right, you're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
It's a real radio sports special. The Orlando Magic are in Chicago to face the Bulls this Friday night. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. on Real Radio 104.1. From the show.
You know what that means. I need you to get on the line. We're going to do a little trivia. Triple R segment. Brought to you by WeAreNotTheBanks.com. That's Brad Siebert and his staff. WeAreNotTheBanks.com. I actually am looking into my wife and I buying another house. And if I buy another house, sell this one, buy another one, I'm definitely going to use Brad Siebert and WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Licensed lenders that can help get you into a home. WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Get a loan even if your credit score is 580 or less. If you're, let's say you want to finance a mobile home, he can do that, or a brand new beautiful house, anything you need, he can help you out. WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Free appraisal and home warranty offer. Make sure you get hold of WeAreNotTheBanks.com if you're military, okay? And you had a loan that resulted in a foreclosure or a short sale on your previous VA loan, my man can still get you 100% financing. WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Brad Siebert and his incredible staff will not keep you guessing throughout the process. You will know what's going on the entire time. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. All right, that song. You know what that means? That means it's going to do a little trivia now. People love the trivia, and we appreciate that. Appreciate you listening for it. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Ryan Holmes, the actual king of, well, he's in line to be the king of Denmark.
Yeah.
Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro. And now, Angel, the Angel of Boom, will tell you what prizes we have in the old prize pinata.
Hey,
stink, stink, stunk.
Man, the prize pinata is brought to you by Centel Family Moving and Storage. They're a family-owned and operated company. And whenever the monsters need to move, we use Centel Family Moving and Storage. Family owned and operated. Get your quick instant moving quote online today at centelmoving.com. That is centelmoving.com. Make moving day that much easier. Have them handle literally the heavy lifting for you so you can concentrate on the other things that you have to do that particular day. That's centelmoving.com. Up first, we have a four-pack of tickets to the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex. It's the only destination in the universe where you can touch a moon rock, stand nose-to-nose with a real space shuttle at Atlantis, and meet a NASA astronaut. Get a glimpse of the future of space exploration. It's the Kennedy Space Center.
It's a good time. A lot of people went to go watch SpaceX go off yesterday, and it didn't go off. So I think it's supposed to go on today at 9. They were interviewing people like, well, it didn't go off, so we're going to go to the Kennedy Space Center. And it filled it up, yeah.
All right, check it out. We got a pair of tickets, and this is a big deal for us. The world's largest collector car auction at Osceola Heritage Park.
Yeah.
It is the Mecum auction. That's going down between January 3rd through the 13th. Right when we get back, we're going to be in the middle of it, or we'll be kicking that off.
It's a big show.
And when we come back, make sure you pay attention to what we're doing, because I'm going to be out there. I'm going to set up a monster meetup out there. Going to go participate and check out the cars and pictures and videos and everything. So it's going to be a good time.
I might go out there with you, because my wife, who's a paramedic, is working the event, and I've got nothing else to do, so I might go out there, hang out, and do it with you.
It's really a fun time, and it was funny when we were talking with the guys from Mecum, and I don't know if all their markets have this dilemma, but in particular here in Orlando, everybody, I think, knows somebody that goes to auction to buy a car, or you've bought a car at auction.
Yeah.
And that particular car auction, even though it's great, it's not what these guys do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's two different kind of shows, so it'll be a good time. Again, that's going down January 3rd through the 13th, the Mecum Auto Auction. We have a Wassey's Meat Market prize pack, includes a $25 gift card, an assortment of Wassey's special seasonings,
which are great. Yeah. They're great, yeah.
We have the Wassey's Limited Edition Turkey Rub. We have the Classic Steak Rub, Vintage Sunshine with a citrus note, and the Sweet and Smoky Rib Rub.
Turkey rub. It makes me laugh.
And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
Thank you, sir. 407-916-1041. Jim from Orlando, you're on Real Radio 104.1. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey, man. I got a trivia question for you. If you get it right, take whatever prize you want. And if you don't get it, well, you got a monster here that's willing to help you. You could be Ryan Holmes. It could be Carlos Navarro or Angel Rivera. One of those guys could help you if you don't get it, okay?
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Who is the wealthiest celebrity in America for 2018? Just crowned the wealthiest celebrity in America. Who is it?
Well, what's that girl that's always breaking up with people, man? She's a singer.
The girl that's always breaking up with people.
Yeah, the blonde country girl. She's always...
You can't think of her name? I know you're talking about it. I wouldn't see if you can think of her name.
Mad at someone.
Who?
She's always mad at someone.
Yeah.
Arguments for Kanye.
Yeah, you're talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, Taylor Swift.
it is not Taylor Swift. Who do you want to help you? You've got, matter of fact, she's not even in the top 10, just so you know. Who do you want to help you? You've got Carlos, you've got Angel, or Ryan Holmes?
Let's go with Angel.
Angel, who is the wealthiest celebrity in America for 2018? I was a little surprised.
I'm just going to go because of the deal that he made. I think it would happen this year, right? George Clooney?
George Clooney, not in the top 10. No, it's not George Clooney.
Wow.
407-916-1041. Let's go to Ben. Ben from Daytona. You're on Real Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy, who's the wealthiest celebrity in America for 2018?
I'm guessing The Rock.
The Rock, not in the top 10, believe it or not. Who do you want to help? You got Carlos, you got Ryan Holmes.
Carlos, please.
Los, this is up your alley. These are all your people. Actors and singers and, entertainers. Who do you think is the wealthiest celebrity in America, 2018?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Who made the most? So who's the, is it overall net worth or just this particular year?
I will tell, it says in 2018, this is the wealthiest celebrity in America, and he had, I said he, damn it.
Just to give you an idea.
Has $5.4 billion.
What they took into consideration, the figures on the list estimate based on celebrities' known holdings of real estate art, shares of companies, both public and private, as well as other assets, estimated lifetime earnings.
My God.
So they're talking about like real wealth.
Real wealth.
What they're taking into account, what they actually own as well.
Yeah. $5.4 billion.
$5.4 billion.
Yeah, this celebrity.
Is it Steven Spielberg?
He's in second place. You were very close. It's not Steven Spielberg, though. It's there's
what
one person.
Steven? What was Steven? Did he have money?
Steven Spielberg has $3.7 billion.
His birthday yesterday, December 18th? Yeah, his birthday.
George, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, George?
Go. Oh, I'm doing great, man. I made it online.
You made it. Yeah, you're on, buddy. Oh, who do you think is the wealthiest celebrity in America?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
The people from Star Wars?
The people? I need a person.
Who's the director? I don't know.
Give me a guess.
Angel.
Who?
Angel knows.
But you can't pick Angel.
Angel's already been picked.
You're going to have to go with Ryan Holmes, but you've got to say a name before you get the lifeline. So it's just say something.
George Lucas.
You are correct, sir. George Lucas was the answer. You're right. Let me put you on hold. Okay, listen. Here's what happens. Okay, this is George, right? George, when you win, you got to sound really, really excited. That way the rest of the audience feels like you're really into this. So I'm going to tell you you won, and you got to really scream, okay?
I'm really excited.
Okay. But you got to really sound excited, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, who do you think is the wealthiest celebrity in America?
George Lucas.
You're right!
Yes! I made it.
Oh, that was adorable.
Yeah. All right, buddy, we put you on hold. Yeah, it's George Lucas. $5.4 billion for George Lucas. Steven Spielberg in second place with $3.7 billion. Man. Guess who's in third? Anyone want to guess?
Third, when we're talking billions, it's got to be Oprah.
Yeah. Oprah with $2.8 billion.
Yeah.
Okay, in fourth place, who do you think it is?
Still billions. I mean, is Michael Jordan up there?
Are you reading this?
No, I swear to God. When you're talking billions, you're in rare air, and there's only about six or seven people that can touch
Michael
that.
Was partying in a club just the other night.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan with $1.7 million.
Yeah,
okay.
A billion.
$1 billion. Yeah. It says million here, but $1 billion. And who do you think? There's a tie for fifth place. This is amazing.
Kendall Jenner. Is it one of the Jenners?
Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
That would have been my guess because she was almost a billionaire.
I was going to guess
Jay-Z,
that.
And Jay-Z, both of them have $900 million.
Well, Jay-Z's really close to being that billionaire, and that's literally a goal he set out. And the guy that came from Marcy Projects, one of the roughest freaking places in New York, to be a billionaire, that is a story in itself.
The rest of top 10.
At Marcy Playground, they sold a lot of sex and candy.
The top 10 in sixth place, David Copperfield with $875 million.
Wow.
Sean Diddy Combs has $825 million. Tiger Woods still there.
Still out there.
Howard's got to be close.
And tied with James Patterson.
Yeah, and Howard's probably stirring around there.
Howard wasn't mentioned, but I'm sure he's in there.
Probably right outside of the top 10 because he had two in two positions. He had people tied.
So George Lucas, I mean, obviously all the Star Wars.
No, it's more than that.
What?
So he sold Star Wars, and I don't actually know the whole deal, but I'm assuming that it was for a lot of Disney stock as well.
Yeah.
You know, that was part of the deal, and they've just crushed it so much with Marvel, so he is making money off Marvel.
All the Marvel stuff.
As well. So, and Disney product. I mean, Disney on every level is succeeding.
And Industrial Light and Magic does a ton
of
production.
That's a huge business for him right there, Industrial Light and Magic.
It's pretty insane, and good for him. Jesus, man. You walk around the parks and Star Wars like crazy.
You think for $5 billion, though, that dude could upgrade his outfit from that, like, lumberjack shirt and jeans.
I know,
like,
that's a good point.
Yeah. All right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Military mic check.
Hi, my name is Therese Harris. I'm stationed at Incirlik Air Base, Turkey. I want to send a shout out to my son and family in Florida. Happy holidays and a Merry Christmas. Love you. From the
You can be cool, you can be shy, say what you want, say what you like, cause ooh, your body talks, ooh, ooh, your body talks, you can be sad.
in the morning on Real Radio 104.1. It's a beautiful Wednesday. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan, all here today. And a couple of funny stories. I love it when the fast food places get creative, you know, with advertising. Have you seen what
KFC?
Nope, this is Popeyes.
Oh, wait till
okay, Popeyes though, they do this great thing because it's stressful right now, right? And I guess there are Popeyes that are in certain airports, and so
I love a nice Popeyes at the airport.
Yeah, they've got a box. And it on the outside it says emotional support chicken. So it looks like you got a chicken in the box, but really it's fried chicken for emotional support during the holidays, which I that was pretty funny because when I get stressed out, I eat. So it makes sense.
All right, I'll see your emotional support fried chicken from Popeyes,
which you know,
and I will see. I'll tell you what KFC has done.
What they do?
They've partnered up with somebody, and right now, you know it's chilly out there. People go out and buy fire logs.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you can go out and buy a fire log that smells of the 16 herbs and spices in the KFC.
Wow.
Oh my God!
And you can burn that, and you can burn that in your fireplace.
Now I'm all about that. That sounds pretty good.
That's a sneaky trick, though. I mean, you're just sitting around totally hungry is, the dude. Whole time.
For real. Can we get some chicken now? Because I'm down.
I'm ready for it.
Can you eat the log?
Yeah, no, you can't eat the log.
Well, you could.
Well, no.
If you're going to eat wax lips, KFC fire log isn't that far out of the question.
I think it is. I think it's a big difference, a really big difference. Hold on, I had another story here I wanted to tell you guys about. Where is it? Hold this. This is people feeling less charitable. I told you about that one. I'll see your fire log that smells like
KFC,
and I'll raise you. Jimmy Dean reveals a sausage scented wrapping paper so you can wrap presents. And Jimmy Dean invented this wrapping paper for Christmas, and it smells like sausage.
Oh my God!
What's wrong with that?
Everything.
Yeah, so many things. Like, if you're the person that somebody thinks of when they think of sausage wrapping paper, you need to reevaluate your life.
Yeah. I reevaluate my life every day, and I'm sure somebody would wrap my present in sausage paper.
But you were a founding member of the Edgewater Pork Council. I mean, that makes perfect sense.
Was it the Pork Council? Yeah, the Pork Council. Yeah. Of course, yesterday, Penny Marshall passed away. I don't know. It was like all over the news. And she's was 75. I didn't realize she was that old.
She was, yeah.
Yeah.
So she, the one fact that I saw, because they have to find a fact for every time somebody dies, is that she was the first woman to direct a $100 million budget picture.
Yeah.
What picture was that, restaurant?
Well, she did it twice.
Yeah.
And of course she did it with...
What was the second one?
The one with the, there's a grind in baseball.
That was the first one. What was the second one?
Oh, there was another one.
Toy Story.
No, she didn't direct Toy Story.
No, it wasn't Toy Story. It was it was also with Tom Hanks and the
When Harry Met Sally.
No,
Big
was first, and then the other one was second.
Big was $100 million budget.
Yeah. Yes, not budget, made $100 million.
Okay, so I think I was seeing that she had the first budget, $100 million budget. No, it doesn't matter either way. It was $100 million.
She was the first woman to direct that made $100 million, and it was with Big.
Okay.
And then afterwards, she did it again with League of Their Own.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes more sense, because I was like, damn, a League of Their Own was $100 million budget too. So
no,
yeah, but and then she was. You hate to just like. I don't know anything about Penny Marshall. I'm like spouting off like
Laverne and Shirley.
Five facts that I learned about her. I just knew she was very funny.
Yeah.
And broad, too.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's the thing I kept seeing all morning was, like, Danny DeVito, she's like, she's tough as nails. Well, that's kind of saying that, like, she was a bitch.
No, not at all. Because I definitely know people that are tough as nails, but not bitches. No, for sure, yeah. To be a director, you got to be tough. You know, you can't be, you know, wishy-washy, and especially in that industry. When she was doing it, a female directing at that time, very rare. And she was there because she put in the work, and she was really, really good at it.
Yes, she was. Angel, yes.
All right, so we have an update back to the food, the crazy food promotions and everything.
Oh, okay, good.
So when KFC initially did this partnership and they rolled out this fire log, it was $18.
Yeah.
Right? And they sold out of this product in a day.
Yeah, you raised the price then.
Right. So right now I am looking at two auctions on eBay for said fire log.
Yeah.
How much do you think the fire log is going for now?
Okay, so it was $18.
It was $18. Let's say a couple days ago.
I'd pay 30 for it.
You pay 30 for it.
I've seen this where these items from different fast food places go up and down. I think Vox did a thing on it, and it averages about
I'm gonna say $100 because people are crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. There's one guy up here. He's got it up for auction for $200. And then all the rest of them that I'm looking at are about $100.
I love the smell of KFC. Man, it smells good. I love that original dog.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, I know people are crispy, but I'm just an original guy.
You know how I am. Like when people pass, you know, I'm always enamored by, or I like to see whether they're ignored, you know,
in the memoriam.
And boy, I tell you what, with Penny Marshall, a lot of people loved her.
Yep.
Like she's one that's really getting her due. I mean, you look on social media, you look at the news, like a lot of people, I mean, they really admired her and thought a lot of her.
Yeah, but the thing about the KFC fire log is that the wrapping paper on the KFC fire log itself goes for $25.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn, these are high-dollar items.
I know.
Who's purchasing these things?
I just like the bit of every time we talk about Penny Marshall, we go back to KFC. I feel bad. I don't know anything about...
She passed away of complications of diabetes.
Yeah.
You
never watched Happy Days.
I don't know who Penny Marshall is. I mean,
Laverne and Shirley.
I know her as old Penny Marshall, who was sometimes on, like, talk shows.
You don't remember she started, it was like, potato. Potato. Wasn't that the beginning of Laverne Corporate?
I thought it was Shmuel.
Shmazo. There we go.
You're thinking of Shireen yesterday.
I was thinking of Shireen yesterday. I'm sorry.
That was a good show.
You know, she started
as dating the Fonz. That was like on Happy Days. That's when she first was introduced.
I watch Better Call Saul now, and that dude was from Laverne and Shirley, right? Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, and I never knew that.
Yeah, that was Lenny and Squiggy.
Yeah.
And he was Lenny.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never knew that, and I was like, oh, I just thought they
Badass Mike.
Yeah.
No.
No, the tall one, the one that's crazy.
The brother.
Yeah.
His brother.
Oh.
Yeah, his brother.
That makes a hell of a lot more
sense. You're thinking the old bald guy?
I never watched the show. I never watched Laverne and Shirley, but I knew of the character, right?
And you know what? There was Lenny and Squiggy, and the tall guy Lenny was, you know, kind of goofy, but the Squiggy was the one that was a little more popular, and he ended up getting, like, MS or something.
Yeah, we met him that time.
Super nice.
God, I even met the guy, and I still confused him for the guy.
You know what's funny is looking through her IMDb and some of the characters that she played. For example, in the TV show in 1975, Chico and the Man, she played a character, Anita Cappuccino.
I like that name.
Anita Cappuccino.
That is awesome.
Her character on Laverne and Shirley was Laverne DeFazio.
Yeah, yeah.
DeFazio. I used to know a girl named DeFazio.
Miss Botts from The Simpsons. She was in The Simpsons.
Oh, I didn't know she did Simpsons.
Yeah.
Everybody's done The Simpsons. At this point.
Penny Marshall and then Gary Marshall. Gary Marshall was her brother, right?
Was it her husband?
No. Her husband was Meathead from Rob Reiner.
Rob Reiner was her husband. And both directors, both stars.
Until the end? Were they?
No. They were married for 10 years and then got divorced. And she, from what I heard this morning, she never remarried.
How could they be together? Two directors marrying each other. Give me a break.
I'm an idiot. Meathead from All in the Family is Rob Reiner?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mike is Squiggy.
Yeah, I got that one. Wow.
You didn't watch All in the Family, did you?
No, I mean, like, growing up, I'm past that, obviously, into the 80s, but the Nick at Night stuff was not into the 70s yet at that point, because the Nick at Night stuff that I had that was the older TV shows that I remember, like the I Love Lucy's, the Green Acres, like, I know a lot of weird stuff about those shows, but anything from the 70s I just sort of missed out on.
Really?
Except for, like, Welcome Back, Cotter, which I really liked as a child.
That's actually, it's a dumbass show, but it's really kind of funny.
My show from that era is Barney Miller.
Yeah,
I can't explain it, but I can sit there and I'll watch hours of Barney Miller.
I loved
he's a cop, right?
That's the detectives. Yeah.
From that era, I loved What's Happening with a rerun. The guy that danced, whatever. That was like one of my favorite shows.
I wanted to be Rerun.
Rerun could dance, man. He was like a big fat guy, and he would do some goofy dance.
What would you say is Lenny's biggest, the actor who played Lenny, his biggest...
Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
I mean, I forgot his name, but he's a well-known, fantastic...
I'm sure he's pissed off that all we're referring to him is Lenny.
I know, because honestly, I think he won an Emmy for that role in Better Call Saul. He is unreal on that show, particularly on Better Call Saul. And if he hadn't won an Emmy yet, he deserves it.
Her father was Gary Marshall. I thought that was her brother.
No.
Huh? Gary Marshall just passed away, too, like 2 years ago. I think that's her brother, guys. I don't think that's his... I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
No. Sure haven't. Not this year.
Never.
Not this year.
Oh, yeah, I have. So the story that we made up about Waylon Jennings now has gotten over 210,000 views.
Wait, that wasn't real?
And right.
Mind
and,
blown.
And Snopes actually had to address it.
I love it.
On Snopes. And on the Snopes thing, here's what it said. When it addresses it, it says, you know, it says in the article that it was written by Russ Rollins. Russ Rollins is a shock jock and host of Real Radio 104.1's Monsters in the Morning Show. When I see that, I'm like, I get offended. I'm like, I'm not a shock jock. Shock jock is like, you know.
It's a dated term.
Yeah. It might be a dated term, but it's exactly what you did with that bit.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, that's exactly what you did.
Would you describe me as a shock jock?
But that's what you do.
I mean, I don't know. It's a dated term.
If it's true, I'll embrace it.
But it
is a dated term, 100%, right? But it is, in essence, until we come up with a better word for it or a better term for it, that's kind of what this is.
I mean, you could say, obviously, a general talk show host, that doesn't...
Shock jock.
Yeah, I mean... We do shocking things. I mean, the things we say are shocking.
My God.
Shocking. My God. And, you know, before it was shocking them with the boobs and the ass. And showing them shorts. Here we go. Puddin' print. Waka.
Okay.
Of course, we were.
In the 90s. No.
Well into the 2000s. And arguably right now, we are shock jocks. Okay.
Fine. I'm a shock jock. Okay.
Bring in the strippers.
Exactly.
Okay.
My God. Do I have to play DVDs?
I have to show you what you've done wrong.
This is your life. You are a shock jock. I'm a shock jock.
Okay, fine. I'm a shock jock. I don't like that term, though. It sounds bad.
Well, I mean, for what you did, you're just a perpetuator of fake news. So you're not so much a shock jock as MSNBC. Okay.
Oh. All right. I'm going to tell you what kind of talent we got for the talent. Telethon, which is this coming Friday, 2 days from now. It's the Real Radio Christmas Telethon to raise money for the Coalition for the Homeless. It's the Monsters, it's the News Junkie, and the Jim Colbert Show, all working together to raise money. And we've got a bunch of talent that's going to be performing that day. And I'll tell you what all that is when we come back. Yes, Angel.
Real quick, because people are really wanting to die on this hill. So Gary Marshall and Penny Marshall were brother and sister.
That's what I said.
Yeah, Gary Marshall's kids are Scott Marshall, Lori Marshall, and Kathleen Marshall.
Uh-huh.
They had another sibling, Ronnie Hanlon, who I guess was...
No, they had another cousin named Marshall.
Marshall Marshall.
Hello, I'm Marshall Marshall.
So officially, I have not been wrong this year. That's good.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Hey, I'm on a roll. Because I barely listen to stuff as I walk by the TV. I'm like, I'll remember that.
What'd you say?
I don't write it down. I just
on in the morning as you're getting ready?
I just regurgitate it in the morning and try to shock people with my shock jock.
Shocking.
Here's my shock jock.
That's literally, if you go to the shock jock dictionary,
it's exactly
his joke. You hold your nard, but it's my shock jock.
Defend not being a shock jock.
Okay, fine.
And then do the shock jock pose. It's like being, I'm not a Heisman Trophy winner, and then doing the Heisman. Yeah.
All right.
What are you doing,
Jared? You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. After the Monsters, you want to stay tuned and listen to the News Junkie. And then after that, you remember Dirty Jim from the Monsters?
I do.
Well, now he's got his own show at 3, and he doesn't call himself Dirty Jim anymore.
Oh, my God.
He's Mr. Jim Colbert. He's very so respectable man. He doesn't say... He's Mr. Respectful Man at 3 o'clock, Jim Colbert Show. And I want to thank all those guys. I'm just goofing with him right now, but I want to thank all those guys for participating on Friday. We're all going to work together for the Real Radio Christmas Telethon, and it benefits the Coalition for the Homeless. And so what we're doing, like, you know, we've done this many years. Matter of fact, somebody sent me a photo from 2015 when we did the the telethon, and we all wore tuxes and suits that day.
It was on your anniversary kind of timeline, Theo.
Yeah, it was. I saw it. It was. I'm like, oh man, I forgot we dressed up for that one. Now we're going to do the sweaters on Friday, the bad Christmas sweaters on Friday. Is what we're going to do. Every other show, I'm sure they'll do their own thing. And then we've got talent set up. And I went home and I typed it all out. Do you need a copy of this?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a copy of it. That'd be cool. So here's what I have, and tell me what we either need to add or not add. This is what you'll be able to see and hear, and hopefully it will entice you to donate money to the Coalition for the Homeless on Friday. And there'll be three different ways you can donate. You can call us, and we'll have people answering the phones, taking your pledges. You can text us at 243-725. Text the word real, and you can donate that way. Or what's the third way?
Oh, you could just drop off big, giant bags of money.
You could do that. Yeah. Or on the website.
We'll count it for you.
You'll be able to go to the website and donate that way. So this year, you've got three different ways to donate, because Carlos and I kind of set this bar high at $50,000.
Yes.
We said I did. I was 100% behind that.
You were like,
what's the term? Polar opposite?
Yeah, let's go the easiest way, and let's set like the bar really low so we can feel good about ourselves that we made something.
I remember this.
Let's do $7,500.
Yeah, you know that.
Well, there isn't almost $20,000. That sounded like a lot of money to me.
That whole mentality of let's make it easy so we can feel good about ourselves. We you know what we said? We said let's go $50,000. He's gonna look big. Big man.
And I'm 100% on board now. $50,000 all day.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad you're 100% on board, because one of the things we're doing on Friday, it's Amber Nova versus Ryan Holmes,
and
she's gonna put wrestling moves on you. And then we're going to let people call in give her moves and see if she can do them to you. Now, I will tell you this. I did go. I got all my wrestling gear.
You got
okay?
the gear?
I got the gear. It's actually in my car right now.
Hell yeah. You need to bring it up, bro.
I wanted to do it tomorrow when we have Amber Nova in here. And when I held up my gear, and then I thought about what Ryan Holmes looks like. He's going to look like little boy wore daddy's clothes is what he's going to look like. But I got my pants. I got my boots. I don't know. My boots are not going to fit you. My wrestling boots are not going to fit you. But they're real wrestling boots. And I even got a cape if you want one.
What size shoes are they?
I wear 12.
Oh, yeah, I have bigger feet than you.
Do you?
Damn, what do you wear?
What
do you wear?
What size?
A 13.
Oh, really? But your skinny little legs are going to be dangling around in my boots.
Yeah, do you have skinny?
Yeah, there's going to be like a bell ringing in there.
Do you have a skinny Jack Skellington foot?
No, I got big old feet with long, long toes. Most of my foot is toes.
Well, okay.
Long toes, baby.
Trust me, you'll be able to fit. Your feet will fit into the boots. It's just that I think my calf is much thicker than your little baby calf.
Yeah, I was looking at my ankle during the break, and I realized I can fit my whole hand around my ankle.
Yeah, well,
my little ankle.
If she throws a figure four leg lock, if Amber Nova knows how to throw the figure four leg lock on you,
I'm worried about the slap chop thing.
That's really good.
I looked that up on YouTube. It doesn't look that much fun.
You looked it up on YouTube.
Oh yeah,
you had to look up a flare chop. You don't know what a flare chop is.
I did not know what a flare chop is.
How'd you make it in life this far?
Yeah, every man I know. Like knows the flare chop.
Every man you know that you've ever met knows the flare chop.
The little boys I know don't.
Okay, so we got Amber Nova and Ryan Holmes doing an exhibition, let's say. Angelique is going to do her dance exhibition, and she's got like four dancers with her, Carlos.
She's very serious about it. She wanted time. She wanted numbers. She wanted location, lighting, audio. And we looked at her and said, we just throwing this together.
I know. Jack keeps asking him, like, what time is everything going to happen? I'm like, we just throw it together, Jack. I really don't know when.
That's our motto around here. We just throw it together.
Just throw it together. See what sticks.
Do we have a big check?
I do. We do have a big check that we can write the total thing in to kind of flash it and show it. We got one of those. Little Hands Morocco is going to do a dance. Now, okay, should we let Little Hands Morocco and Karina, they're both wanting to do a dance.
They should battle each other. You know, Angelique doesn't deserve to be dropped down to Karina.
I agree.
Yeah, but they could battle each other, and then the winner isn't allowed. Okay, the winner is able to stay on the show the next month. Loser, off the show for 2 months.
Loser
leave town match.
Loser leave town dance off.
Like, because I know the way Karina dances. I saw Little Hands Morocco. No. It's like they're both 13-year-old girls.
Okay. No, I saw the secret dance thing they were doing yesterday in the room because I was setting up the video equipment yesterday.
Which one?
Karina.
What's she doing?
And she's got a crew.
Oh yeah.
So that's not going to be fair if it's like 9 against 1.
Well, we need to inform Little Hands Morocco that she needs to get all her Little Hands people together, and they need to put their hands in the middle, and they need to go, Ola!
No, I like that idea. We'll turn that into a battle. Because each of them, they're like, oh, the dance is only 2 minutes long. I'm like, well, that's not going to do a segment.
Yeah, we don't care.
But if they battle each other, then it'll last longer. So I like that. It's good. Jeff Howell's supposed to come in and do a song. Uh-huh. Somebody remind Jeff Howell. He promises he'd do a song. Anybody?
I'm going to send him something on MySpace.
That's the only way he'd get
it. Yeah, that or you have to change one of his songs on the Spotify to you saying that he needs to do a song.
Jeff Kaufman is going to do a juggling act. He actually juggled his way through college. He juggled to make money through college. He can juggle anything.
Man,
so we got Jeff Kaufman helping us out. Then it's Mr. Blackwell who does Bizarro. What is it? Bizarro? What is it?
Bizarro, yeah. Bizarro Entertainment.
Bizarro Entertainment.
Yeah.
He's a bizarro.
So he does fire and spits venom and lightning bolts out of the fingertips.
Nice.
And that kind of stuff.
That'll all be live on the YouTube channel.
Absolutely.
Live on the monster
I made up all that stuff. He does
he does home mortgages.
Yeah. He can get you really good low refi.
And then we got Keith Kong, who is a mentalist, right?
Yep.
That's an interesting name for a mentalist. I would think a more subdued name for a mentalist so that you're not seeing him coming. Somebody walks up and says, hey, I'm Keith Kong. You're like, whoa, what are you?
I'm Keith Kong. I know what you're thinking right now. You're scared. You're very scared.
Damn. Got me.
Then we got, let's see here. Then Papa Wheelie. Did they ever figure out?
Yeah, we got them squared away. Those boys are coming in.
And they've got the...
We got the Kahong.
What's that called?
That's called the Kahong.
That's basically the box you can beat on, right?
Yeah, but
it's called
not,
El Cajon. Say it, Russ.
You got to say Cajon.
That's a phrasing.
Cajon. Cajon.
Cajon.
Is it?
Why do you sound like you're saying something Chinese?
Is it Chinese?
No, it's Spanish. Oh. It's a very technical term for that. El Cajon. It means the box.
Oh, the box. Is that what it is?
Very technical term.
Now, we got Savannah, and Savannah wants to read the story, and she wants to sing a song.
Let her do it.
Yeah.
Let her, what are you going to do?
I want to see you say no.
Yeah. Is it going to be one segment or is he going to break it up into two different segments?
Two different segments because the King of Denmark is going to make a Christmas proclamation on Friday.
Is he going to be okay? Is his voice
I have suspended the King of Denmark for today and for tomorrow.
Wow.
So he can save his voice.
Oh, you hear that? Wait. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You hear that?
What?
That's people openly cheering. They're in the streets. Oh, my goodness.
It. They can feel it. They can feel it.
I've suspended the King of Denmark for 2 days so he can be prepared for Friday to entertain the masses. And you can put your hat on and your bandana, whatever the hell you need.
All right. Yeah, I've heard he's coming with hot fire.
Yeah.
Good. Hot fire. Okay, good. Let's see here. And then Jesse and Joseph. So Joseph Martin, Jesse, the fiddle player, they're going to come in and do a song. King of Denmark.
Good.
And then we've got Airbrush Pete, who's going to be there, and he's gonna do all kinds of art, different art, and try to auction it off during the telethon.
Sweet.
So are we doing enough to make sure we get to the $50,000, you think?
I don't know.
What else do we need to do?
Chicken bag radio.
Yeah.
Chicken bag radio.
We already got Shock Jock Angel.
Yeah.
I know. You know what? I owe you guys an apology for saying that.
Chicken bag hasn't been used, I think, since 98, but I'm cool with it.
I'm sorry for that, guys. I apologize.
It's all right.
Ugly Sweater Day on Friday. Any way to get to raise funds with Ugly Sweater Day?
No, mine's really ugly, though.
Is it?
I think so.
Did you make yours?
It scared my dog. It was so ugly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I walked out of the room. My dog looked at it and took off.
Oh, wow.
That's the truth.
What are other ways that we raised money with the telethon or that Jerry Lewis used to raise money? They used to do the challenge thing, and we've done that. I mean, we're going to let people call in and challenge. Like right now, we've got like the firefighters. A guy named Brian called in. He was a firefighter, and he was like $10.
Yeah.
Which, is okay, but...
To be perfectly honest, I wish that there were companies that would ever come with some balls, man. Like, actually throw some money on the table. If you're a company and you're throwing, I get it, $20, but come on, man. This is not for, this is for real people that need money. What? And we've hooked up people year after year after year with the gift. with the Wish Show. And this year we're asking, hey, why don't you help out people who really don't have anything?
Well, we did have the guy, Paul Gatewood from Nailed Perfect, and he's a handyman, and he had it $125.
That's an excellent bid. That's an excellent bid for a proper company.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm at $100 right now. For actor, you're at $100 for comic book writer.
Right.
I think the comedians, where are we at, Ryan? Are you still on?
$26.
$26. We're almost at a full app and entree at Chili's. And Angel, or DJ, did you bid yet?
We're doing that on Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's
Friday.
Right. Okay, good.
For Orlando Blind Company, they had $104.10. So if you would like to donate the money, not just pledge it, okay, actually donate it, you can text it right now. It's open right now. 243-725 is that you just text the word real to that text number, and I believe we'll be on the website soon. If you go to realradio.fm, there'll be an area for the telethon. You'll be able to donate as well. So, yeah, we'll see if we can get to $50,000.
Yeah, and if we don't, it's Ryan's fault.
By the retired firefighters, it was Butch, and he put in $25. So we have a little list of people that have already done some pledging. But if you have a business and you want to get some free publicity for your business, but you want to throw in some real money, then you'll be able to give us a call on Friday and do it. And we'll have live operators. I'm going to stick around after our show. I'll stick around for a little while during the news junkie and answer phones, if that helps. Ryan?
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention a couple of the YouTube people who actually did donate through the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We have Bulldog Specialized Express that gave $100.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
And then Brian Barnes is our veteran leader. He gave $200. He's the veterans champ.
Shout out to Brian. I remember that, and that was out of the blue, and that's, I think, our highest bid right now. We're going into Friday. It's 50,000, folks. We need y'all's help on this.
To help a lot of people who have nothing, they're homeless for the holidays. Yes, Angel?
This is just an idea, trying to think it all the way through.
I love ideas.
People texting in on this. How about, is there any way we could set something up downstairs for like in the lobby of the building for people that would just want to drop a donation off?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know how feasible that is. I don't know.
I don't think it's feasible. I think it's
people texting in. We're saying if there's a fishbowl kind of idea where they could people drop off funds.
I will tell you this. I know they used to do that before, and we're going to have security here, so they can come in and drop it off.
Oh, the day of, absolutely.
Yeah, that's
of.
What I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah.
Day of. I thought you were saying like kind of
No.
Of the
I'm saying that day, that Friday.
No, that Friday.
We'll have something set up downstairs.
If you would like to come by and drop off money, I don't know about downstairs, but they can come up to our.
You want
to
do it up here?
Fourth floor. We'll have security up here. We'll be cool. And, we could do that. Because I know that's one of the things that would happen a lot. People would be listening. And they're like, look, I want to come and make the presentation. I've got $500.
Sure.
But I want to get on, I want to get on, on mic, and I want to get on camera, which is fine. Listen, if it helps your business, you got $500 to give us to go to the cause, then God bless you. Come on down, shake our hands, and I'll give you a big shock jock hug.
How about this? If you do it while we're on the show, we all have our Christmas setters, sweaters on.
We'll take photos.
You could do your Christmas photo with us.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. Absolutely. Love to do it. We could do that all day.
That might raise a lot of money,
actually. That's a great idea, Angel.
But okay, should we put if you're going to take a picture with us, though, to come down during the show, you have to have a minimum of at least $500.
No, I think that's too high. I think we might be canceled. I think $100 is a good...
$200. To stop the flow of the show, to be able to come and take a picture... At least $200.
Yeah, okay. I can see. To stop the show and come in and take a photo. Yeah.
But what if we got a line of 50s out there? What if there's a line of people that are willing to, that could do 50? I think we're canceling out.
I'm kind of with you on this one, Carlo. I'm with you on this one, Carlo.
What about after the show we do that and everybody who wants to donate would take the photo?
That's the
fun
of it. That's the fun part of the vibe of doing it live. I think we could
Christmas
do both.
Spirit.
I think we could keep the energy of, okay, we go to break, boom, we knock out, bah, bah, bah. And if we do it for $50 a pop. I think we could do 50. I think we could raise more money doing photos with the monsters and our silly Christmas sweaters with you guys.
That's just enticing a lot of people to come down, though, and get in the way. And like, if you're going to come all the way down here and come in, at least $100.
$100. I'm good with $100. I think that's $100. I'm with you.
They got to bring us a burger or something, though.
And a burger.
Actually, we got food waiting for us.
Yeah.
All right, we'll eat some food here in a minute. The Rosen's here. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. The the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, and we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, and we're live on our YouTube channel right now. It's Real Radio Monsters on YouTube, and I'm holding up a big plate of, oh man, little desserts that look amazing, but it's one of those things where, like, I'm hungry, but I can't eat dessert. I can't, I can't eat all this sugar because it'll freak me out. I'll get a sugar rush, but we've got Chef Fred is here. Hello, Chef Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Get really close to the mic there. And
holy smokes, bro.
Yeah. It doesn't that all look great? So the reason you're here, and as I started reading this, Chef Fred, I'm like, my wife is going to be so mad because, you know, I'm making her cook Christmas dinner. But, I could see just going to the Rosen Center and having this incredible, I mean, this is like a buffet of incredible food.
It's a huge array of food that we have here, from soup like gumbo, salads, roasted beets and fruit ambrosia, and couscous salad with shrimp and mint.
Yeah.
Any pasta displays with Italian meats, marinated vegetables, and olives. And
it's all you can eat.
All you can eat.
All you can eat.
If you can't find something on this list that you like, you just don't like food.
I mean, the list is just, there's an omelet station, a waffle station,
and
carving
that stays
station.
All day.
You got seafood, you've got sweets, a bunch of sweets. What all did you bring us here today, Chef Fred?
I bought you a whole bunch of stuff. Our pastry chef went all out for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he did.
We got a flowers chocolate cake.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of strawberry cheesecake.
When you do it this small size, right, that means it's actually better for you because it's less calories, right?
Less calories and more choices.
There you go.
But if you eat both plates, yeah. I'm just looking. You got a pasta station. You got a fruit station.
Oh, yes.
Antipasta. Just a whole bunch of stuff. So that way, if you don't want to have to cook on Christmas Day, you can go down to the Rosen Center and have this Christmas brunch. And what time does the Christmas brunch start?
Oh, I believe it's at 10 o'clock.
Actually, it's Rosen Center's Christmas brunch, and it's going to be Christmas Day, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, 11 to 5.
They got complimentary champagne and mimosas and complimentary valet parking.
Uh-huh.
If you're looking to do flip it up or do something different for Christmas Day, this is a pretty cool tradition to start because, like I said, if you can't find something on this page of food to eat, you just don't like food.
Right.
You're 100% right. I mean, like, it goes from the standard omelet stuff, and then there's sushi. Turkey, great. Oh, man. And for $47.95, that's cheaper than making your own dinner.
And also,
that's if you prepay, and at the door, it's a little bit more.
Well, we have forgotten the most important thing for most women, and that is the all-you-can-drink mimosas, right?
Right.
Like my wife, when she finds out she's going to have this, it's all-you-can-drink mimosas, and there's one other thing. What is the other?
Champagne.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So will you be cooking that day, Chef Fred?
I'll be there all day.
Yeah. You don't want Fred's like, I'm going to be cooking.
There's a huge amount of food, and we do a lot of people coming through. So it is a fun time, and no cleanup.
If you want to take advantage of it, you want to make your reservations now, call 407-996-3969, or you can visit the website rosencenter.com/Christmas.
Oh, my God. All-you-can-eat crab. Shrimp.
And shrimp.
Like the chef said, prepaid reservations are $47.95.
Yeah.
Day of, it's $49.95. $17.95 for children 4 through 12, and children under 4 are free.
And all-you-can-drink mimosas. That's
not for the kids.
No, not for the kids.
We'll give them the orange.
I'm just thinking. I wish we could just not cook at my house and just go out to this thing. But
you guys check out the seafood station? You got crab claws.
Oh, that's what I'm looking at.
Spice shrimp boil with lemon cocktail sauce and Cajun remoulade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, this is at the Rosen Center, which is on International Drive, right? Aren't there a couple Rosen Centers?
There's quite a few of them.
Okay, so this one is which one?
This is the center. This is by 528.
By 528.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right in front of the convention center.
Right in front of the
It's a perfect spot. I've stayed there so many times.
Love that place.
It is a wonderful, honestly, if you're planning on going into Orlando, the Rosen Center is the place to go because the hospitality is first class for sure.
Yes.
Without a doubt. Did you get some? Did you get some dessert?
I see. I'm deciding which one I'm going to dive in here. So they all look so good.
A little touch of everyone.
Yeah, I see that. My gosh. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I hope you enjoy that.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't want to eat them. They're like little tiny works of art.
They are. You know, I was watching the old Christmas cookie bake-off last night.
Where was that?
Do you ever watch those shows, Chef?
I watch Gingerbread Building sometimes. Yeah.
It was like on the Food Network, and they have these amateurs, and then they have professional, and they kind of build these cookies. And the work it takes to make these little pieces of art is just... something right now that I look, I couldn't do that. Like, sure. I don't have the time or the patience or the skill. And so when you're eating it, you're eating a little piece of art.
Like a chef and a bakery chef are two different
things,
right?
That's what I was going to ask you, chef. Your specialty, is it pastries or what's your specialty?
No, I run Everglades Restaurant.
Okay, that's
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just the spokesperson.
So what you're saying is, I don't know nothing about the pastry.
No, I know a bit about that, so...
Well, Chef Fred, what do you like to do for fun?
Tell us and talk right into that mic, Chef.
Fun outside of work, fun. You mean?
Outside of work, yeah.
What does Chef do when he's
like... Let's get to know Chef Fred.
I like to do a little fishing.
What do you go fishing for?
Snook and redfish.
I saw it in your face.
Snook fishing is good, yeah.
I like to go into Sebastian and like to go fishing there.
Yeah.
I'm off the shore.
What about music, Chef? When you're whipping up something delish for somebody, what is in your head? What's playing on the old Zoom?
Maybe some Leonard Skinner.
There you go. Man after my own heart.
Yeah. All right, so we got people texting in asking if there's vegetarian options, and there are. They've got a whole salad station, a market salad station. So there's
soup.
They've got soups and stuff. So there's plenty of options that cover the gamut.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll accommodate too.
Is this a high stress day for you? Like, because I know a lot of chefs, and like the way the restaurants I've always worked in, it's all kind of the same thing. Bunch of same ingredients make a bunch of different dishes. This is so
well said.
This is so all over the place with what you got here. Is that
quite an observation?
Well, we have
a bunch of different ingredients make a bunch.
No, like Mexican food. Like you get it's cheese, meat, lettuce is a taco. Cheese, meat, lettuce is a quesadilla. It's a bunch of same ingredients make different dishes.
What an observation!
It's stressful until you're set. You know, once it's set, it's a smooth running thing. And we have a lot of very talented people working behind us. And it goes along very smoothly, actually.
I think things are going very smoothly. and tell us about Everglades Restaurant, Chef, because I don't think... Is that new to
us? No, we've been here a long time.
Well, what's the other restaurant that you guys have that's well-known as well?
Harry's.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been to Harry's. I don't think I've ever been to Everglades.
Oh, what's the best thing in Everglades?
Walk in. Look at Russ and I. Look at Russ and I.
We're big.
We're hefty men. We're strong. Big. We like protein. We don't care. We like spicy.
I will never get near a vegetarian anything.
No way. We will punch a vegetarian dish if you bring it in front of Russ and I. So, okay.
What should I order at Everglades?
I like the New York Strip as far as the meats go. I just put a few things new on the menu. It's we tried to redevelop an old Florida, so we started with a braised lamb shank, one of my favorites, really.
Yeah,
that looks delicious, and the tenderloin of buffalo looks delicious.
The buffalo is very nice.
The tenderloin sauce of buffalo.
Yeah.
And I have a venison strip on the menu also with an ancho chili sauce.
So, Chef Fred, how long have you been a chef?
Oh, about 30 years.
So let's say you cook an incredible steak. And you see, they serve it to some guy, and he's paying full dollar or whatever.
Right.
But he asked for ketchup, or he asked for steak sauce. Does that drive you up the wall?
I have to think about that for a minute, but it's his taste.
It's his taste. Yeah. That would drive me crazy, though.
A1,
man, if you put all the work into
A1
it.
A1 is a proper steak sauce. It literally, the name of it is steak sauce.
Yeah.
Right. Steak doesn't need
sauce.
We
can argue that.
I can eat it like a big boy, but I'll you know what, Chef? When I go to Everglades, I'm going to get that New York Strip, and you'll say, hold the sauce. My boy's in the back. He knows what he's doing.
Hey, we do a sauce on it already.
Hell
it has
wild
mushroom sauce on it. So we don't need the A1.
Okay, I got you.
Chef Fred, have you ever cooked a rabbit? Have you ever cooked a rabbit?
Yeah, I have cooked rabbit,
How'd
yes.
you feel about
rabbit.
It?
Rabbit.
I love rabbit.
Oh, okay.
Those wascally things are...
wascally wabbits. And when you cook rabbit, what's it called?
Hassan pepper.
Bring me my Hassan pepper. I learned that from Bugs Bunny.
How about the lobsters? Do you ever feel bad for the lobsters? You guys really do a number on them.
Yeah.
No, I don't feel bad.
No, you don't feel bad for the lobsters.
Are you sure? Because they're like, they're screaming.
They're delicious.
They're not screaming.
I don't hear them.
He doesn't hear them. He's too busy listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd. He's like, all right. Well,
those lobsters freak out when they hear Lynyrd Skynyrd, though.
It's the it's the Rosen Center's Christmas brunch. I mean, all you can drink mimosas. All you can drink champagne. Incredible food. Anything you would ever want.
And that's Christmas Day.
That's Christmas Day from 11 to 5. And that way your wife didn't have to cook. You don't have to cook. Take the family out to the Christmas brunch and
give
really
them a call, 407-996-3969, or make your reservations online at rosencenter.com/Christmas.
Chef Fred, have a great Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Thank you for having me.
Now,
keep rocking.
Skynyrd, free bird. All right. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Radio 104.1, and we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. You always can check us out on our YouTube channel. It's Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. A billion ways to get a hold of us. You can either email me, you can text us, you can talk to us live in the chat on YouTube, and you also can give us a call. We got someone on the line, right, Angel?
Yeah, let's handle this. This is Alan called up earlier in the week when we were doing this with the donations.
Yeah. Alan, you're on Real Radio 104.1. What's up, buddy? Is he up?
Did he
go away?
Oh, Alan.
Oh,
Oh, man.
And we lost it. All right, go ahead and tell me.
So the gist of it was this. That first day that we were taking, you guys wanted donation leaders and different businesses and whatnot.
Different categories, yeah.
Different categories. He called in Orlando Blind Company and was leading that donation, donated $100. We hadn't had the mechanism set up to donate that. Now he wasn't sure, is that something he drops off here or can he do it through the texting? Or?
Yeah, the first day we did it as pledging because that's the way they used to do it in the old days with the telethon. You pledge it and then when they trust you for your word that you're going to donate the money. So we did pledges that day, and it was the Orlando Blind Company, and actually it was $104.10 is what they pledged. Here's what you do now. Those were all pledges. We were just wanting to actually talk about the event so everybody kind of gets ready for it, you know? So those of you who made your pledges, you can donate now by texting the word REAL to 243-725. That's 243-725. Just text the word REAL, and you can donate as much money as you want to. Right now, the leader in the category of window treatment is Orlando Blind Company, and it's, you know, they're challenging other window treatment people to either match them or beat them and become the charity champion. So we got that going on.
I just got one, Russ, from a friend who runs a pretty big paint company called Ben's Paints. You've probably seen these locations all over the state.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to be the champion for paint company, and he's $250.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, our goal on Friday is benefiting the Coalition for the Homeless is to raise $50,000, and I think we're going to beat that.
I think we're on the path. For
I think
sure.
we're going to beat that. But hey, welcome back. By the way, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos, Ryan Holmes, and Jeff Kaufman is here from WhenYouNeedUs.com, Big City Comics. And how you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing real good, man. It's Christmas is coming up. Going to have a nice little break.
Yes,
nice. Enjoy a lot of good things.
I'm excited about that. You know, I was just telling you during the break. You know, of course, those of you who have been listening, you know that the comic book, The Jolly Jane, written by me and by Jeff Kaufman. A lot of people, you know, got their comics in the past couple of weeks, and a guy who ordered from the UK just received his yesterday.
England.
Loved it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool when you get these pictures and the guys, Jolly Jane has hit London, and it's that's cool.
Yeah,
nice.
That is very cool.
Yeah, it's going to Australia. We got, I think it was like 6 to 10 overseas people. So I went from Australia to Japan to England.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
We're global.
and I don't know if you want to talk about this, not the WB thing, the Warner Brothers thing, or no?
Oh, yeah. I got called from Warner Brothers. They're the show Riverdale, which is the Archie show. They're creating their own comic book store, so they're using all of our big city's comics to basically create their whole store.
And that's going to be in the store in the show.
Yeah, they're building it on set, and they go, "Hey, could we get about 3,000 books from you?" I'm like, "What?
You don't need 3,000.
3,000. They go, "Yeah, how much is that going to cost you?" "Yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to put the book in front and then put cardboard behind it and save yourself a little money."
And they got Jolly Janes in there too.
Oh yeah, they're going to get Jolly Janes and everything.
That's awesome.
It'll be kind of fun.
That is cool. Now we have I've got a gift to give you. I know we're going to do that a little bit later, and then you've got gifts. We want to do that in the Nerdy News segment, right?
Sure, whatever works, because I know we might be short, though, but I actually thought about these gifts. I gave a damn. I didn't just give you guys a bunch of Starbucks cards.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
Not that there's anything wrong with Starbucks cards. I love when I get those.
What, you guys want to do that now, or you want to do it in the next segment?
Sure, let's do it now. Let's have a little early Christmas.
All right. Santa cough as gift for you guys. Who's first? Santa cough?
We'll let Ryan go first.
Okay.
Ryan, it's the Ninja Turtle box right next to you.
Like the Ninja Turtles.
Okay, all right.
Big fan. Going to buy a Honda because of the Ninja Turtles alone.
Now, put the camera on you.
It's on me.
It's on you. Okay, good. So people can see. All right, he's opening his gift from... Now, this is really cool.
Napalm and Silly Putty, the George Carlin book, and it's signed by George Carlin!
Yeah. Are you serious?
How cool is that?
That is amazing!
That's one of my favorite books. Thank you so much.
It's signed by George Carlin.
George Carlin is the reason I'm into comedy. Like, I would go on vacation with my aunt and my uncle, and they had, like, every George Carlin book, and I would sit there, like, 10 years old, like, way too young to read them, and just would read
them. That's so awesome. Yeah, that book is so good, man. And all of his Carlin's books, that's so nice, man.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Well, I figured out that you can't probably get the signed anymore, so I thought it was a good thing.
That is amazing.
And what I was surprised is his signature is actually worse than mine. I didn't think that was possible.
George, are there a lot of autographed things by George Carlin? I wouldn't think there would be.
Well, this series of books actually it's signed on the cover, where it says on the cover it's a signed copy, so it's not like somebody can just cheat the book.
Oh, okay.
Because the book itself, this special, I think there was like 200 of them made where they're specifically signed.
And
I thought being a stand-up comedian, it would just be such a cool thing to have.
Yeah. Oh my God, that is an incredible gift. Thank you so much, Jeff.
All right, man. Well, we'll let our boy Carlos go next.
Carlos is going next.
Right.
Carlos has a very special gift that I don't even know if he's aware of.
Oh, wow.
Well, Jeff, before I get my gift, I would like to give you a gift. You helped out somebody this year, and let me tell you with that. I asked for you to help somebody out with some animals, and let me tell you, no good deed goes unpunished on that.
That was lawyer work. Right,
I'm not taking the goat, though. I appreciate it.
No. I'm dead serious. And then you also have just always really been nice to me, and I got to be honest, I think I was kind of...
A dick?
No. I just didn't know how to kind of take you at first. And you've been nothing but a gentleman since then. You invited me out to your comic book signing, and I really appreciate it. So, it's nothing much. But I remember our conversations about Tesla, and I really love Tesla.
I get a gift.
So I don't know why I just ruined that for you. Open the thing. Jesus Christ, Carlos. Shut your damn mouth.
It's about you.
It's the Nikola Tesla puzzle collection, and it's just to show me how stupid I am.
No. I know you like Tesla as well, and I thought you could use some of those games in your writing, you know, like, because they're very kind of creative and...
All right, Russ, we're going highbrow, okay?
I like it. Yeah.
But, you know, thank you, man, for...
No more fart jokes. We're good. Hey, this is very nice, man. No, hey, thanks, brother.
No doubt, man. Right.
Now, I got something for you that I'm sure you're not even aware of.
But yeah.
I wanted to do this for you because I actually researched this.
Okay.
So open it up.
This is crazy. Well, the George Carlin sign thing is awesome. This is,
All right.
Santa cough.
Whoa. What is this? This is so cool.
Okay.
All right.
Explain
your
what it
character
is.
Was never established in Walking Dead.
Right.
But this was the origin of the kingdom, the first appearance of the kingdom.
Well, yeah, you know what? I'll tell you this.
It's a comic that is...
Dude, this is amazing.
But it's rated, right?
No, this is CGC graded at 9.8, which is basically almost the highest they give on these books. But since they didn't have his character, I wanted to do the next best thing
and say this was
the introduction of the kingdom in Walking Dead.
Well, Jeff, it's amazing that you have that much. Well, you're a lawyer and a smart guy. I'm actually in this because the scene of entering into the kingdom, that's my scene, and it's in this.
Oh, well, then
where it says, hey, Jesus, and I yell at Jesus, that's me. And they actually modeled it after I had to relearn how to ride the horse because of the frames of this comic.
I don't think they gave the name, though, did they?
No, they never gave the name.
That's
but that
what I
was,
mean. Okay,
yeah, you're right.
All
right. But you're right. My name, Alvaro, was never established in the comic book, but that was the scene that they pulled it from, and people bring that scene, and I signed it. Jeff, dude.
Well, now you have the book.
This
signed.
Is fantastic,
it's CGC.
Man.
And it's CGC rated.
This is signed by.
I mean, it's graded.
Yeah,
I mean,
this
it's,
is amazing, man. This is amazing. Thank you very much.
That's
Jeff.
A very cool thing to be able to have.
Wow. Is Angel next?
Angel, I've been watching Angel's things on the web on his Facebook page because we've confirmed that we're friends.
Oh.
And, I've never heard
takes
this before.
A lot, yeah.
Where we have to. It's a weird. Facebook is weird. Hey, no. Are you my friend?
Yeah.
Yes. Check. Yes.
Right.
Confirm it.
And I got to tell you, he is unbelievably healthy, and I've seen his videos, and you are an inspiration as far as health goes.
Okay.
But I realize you can't do it everywhere. So I got you something special.
All right.
It's
how cool is
that? That's very cool.
Because I wanted to fit.
Oh, that's funny. Check this out.
Oh, man.
Now, to be 100% honest, you're not going to believe this.
The power
I was just looking at this a week ago.
Well, now you got it. Because this is high-end stuff, too. It's not not cheap. It doesn't fall apart.
So it's a really cool workout for bench press or for push-ups and whatnot and the different positions. So it's very cool. It's called the power press. Thank you so much, man.
Well, I'm sure you'll take advantage of it because, you know, he's been killing. I've been watching.
Oh,
he's lost 40 pounds.
That's I know.
That's like half a Backstreet Boy. It's unbelievable.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So now I got you something because I want to make sure that you hooked up. Obviously, one of the best things that happened to me this year is the experience of writing the comic book and becoming close friends with you. We have really talked almost every single day and talked about a lot and never
I'm
had a conflict.
Jealous, buddy. I'm getting jealous.
Never,
Bo the big man. I want to write. I want to write a comic book called Jolly Bo.
Never had a problem, and that the dream never would have come true without you, Jeff Kaufman. So I got you this. Ryan, you mind handing it over to him?
Look at this.
He got a bum knee.
And I got two things. And I have a funny story to tell, but I have to tell it during the break about this. But you've got a lot of cool stuff in your office, and I thought a couple things were missing. So
you didn't get him a statue of you, did you?
I think you got him a pair of Air Force Ones.
No.
I love Nelly, and
ooh, this is high end. What is this?
Oh yeah.
Ooh,
look at this. It's a very fancy box.
What you guys don't know is in Jeff Kaufman's office, and you've been there, Ryan Holmes, he's got some of the coolest statues and some of the coolest comic stuff.
Oh, Jeff,
for those
who
don't know, Jeff just got a nerd boner. I saw it in his eyes. I saw it in his eyes. It was a nerd boner.
It looks like it's the, I don't want to say action figure.
It's not really an action figure. It's a collector's item, I think.
Suicide Squad,
it's
the Joker.
It's a Suicide Joker from the movie. This is some eerie
Arkham
stuff.
Asylum, is it?
How
they
cool
make
is
these things so well now.
Wow. See, Jared Leto.
I can see that sitting beside some of your other.
We're going to put this next to the bottle of Jolly Jane whiskey.
Yeah.
You can't call it the Jolly Jane whiskey. It's just your
And then
a gift to me.
The other one.
Wow, that's really nice. Thank you.
You got to check that out.
This will go on the desk where. You know, people go, this is a weird attorney.
He's got all these great diplomas and all these great certificates and everything on one side. And on the other side, he's got the coolest statues and, what did you call them? I guess
you have to have that wall that says, I'm a lawyer. And then you have to do the regular stuff.
Right. And you can't have the Joker
without the smoker.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, you can't have the Joker without Batman.
Without Batman.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was it.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
This is cool. Oh, this is nice.
Yeah, they're
wow, this is for those who aren't listening, this is the Batman, this is the Dawn of Superman statue. Ooh.
Yeah. But you put him next to the Joker and
hell yeah.
And
that's cool.
Ooh.
That looks good.
You see the back?
That's serious.
Yeah. Look at that.
Wow, that's
beautiful.
Oh,
they had armor? You should have got him armored, Batman.
No. I don't want armored Batman.
Like, if you would have got him armored, I would be tripping out.
See,
like
this
that.
Is what, this is what, like, the cool version of Batman would have been like in the 60s if they made him cool and not just like...
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Stupid Carlos.
So they'll go on your... it'll go
yes,
with,
these are going on my desk.
Yeah.
So thank you.
He's got the coolest office with all kinds of great stuff.
You guys.
It's fun listening to you really two Batman talking. I kind of nerd out there for
that
a second.
Was
and
hard.
It says, if he was cool, yeah, if he's cool.
Yeah, because like, yeah, everybody knows 60s was coolest.
All right.
That was awesome. That was a really neat little insight to you two.
Thank you, guys. That was ridiculous.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you so much.
I got a story to tell you during the break. And you got to turn off the
YouTube.
Yeah. When we come back, it's a little nerdy news, a little bit of, and also, too, people are asking about.
Update on your dad.
Update on my dad's car that was basically stolen right here in Central Florida. A bunch of people have had their cars taken by this guy, and find out where we come with that. So we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Here we are as in olden days. Happy golden days.
Hey, listen to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos, Ryan Holmes, and our special guest today is Jeff Coppin, who does the Dirty News and also is an attorney. And you can get hold of him by going to whenyouneedus.com. That's whenyouneedus.com. So let's get the attorney stuff first, if you don't mind, because I know people are asking, because we talked to my parents yesterday, and it was my dad and mom's 60th anniversary, so we had him on the air. And then after they were on the air, I got a bunch of people. What's happening with your dad's car? What happened with his 57 Chevy? For those that hadn't heard the story or you didn't see the news story on Channel 9, Todd Ulrich ran a story with it. And basically, it's this place that looked like this beautiful warehouse with all these beautiful cars, and you could sell cars on consignment there. Well, my dad took his car, a 57 Chevy in mint condition, to this place just Toys Classic Cars. The guy basically sold the car to somebody and never paid my dad. Turns out he's done that to a lot of different people, and what happens is it becomes such a legal mess. A lot of people just give up. And Jeff Coppin, you know, he got to be pissed off, Jeff Coppin, and said he was going to help my dad out. What's going on with it now, Jeff?
Well, I spoke to the fraud adjuster out of I talked to the fraud adjuster out of the insurance company. You've never seen an insurance company and a personal injury attorney friends
working together.
But we are going, you know, what happened was is that we believe there was a lot of shenanigans involved in this case.
Yeah.
In fact, the car right now is in California.
That's what I heard.
The title has never been transferred. There have been weird documents. We're trying to get, remember what I said about, he's contacted the police. I've contacted the police. We've contacted the state attorney's office. We've done what we can. When you can't get a case filed, it's because the state attorney's office doesn't want to do it.
Why would they not want? I mean, this is a car that was taken, and now it's in California. It's been stolen.
This is the Orange County state attorney. Okay, so let's make it clear. It's not the Seminole County. It's not Volusia.
Uh-huh.
This is Orange County state attorney.
Okay.
Office. And the fact is this. A lot of times, if it's hard, they don't want to do it. And this is not as simple as, oh, yeah, he admitted he did it. Oh, we got video. We got everything else. You have an issue where there's accusations of fraud and potentially grand theft and everything else like this. There's 12 different complaints on this case.
Right.
The police officers can only put together what they think is going to be filed by the state attorney's office. Now, we are going to push over the next month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, until we can at least get the state attorney's office to recognize that they might have to look into this. And I'm working with the fraud adjuster out of your father's company right now.
Yeah.
We're trying to get him money because the car is technically stolen.
Definitely.
It's a stolen car.
Yeah, he doesn't have his car. He doesn't have his money. It was stolen.
No, it was stolen. There was a contract. Money was taken. We have no clue how much.
And it's just, not just my father. There are other people that are in the same boat with this Just Toys Classic Cars. And people tell me that they've closed it down, but he's moved to another location, which is what a lot of these guys do,
the
right?
The location name is called Really Credible Car Guy. And I think they're going to see right through that.
What the real problem is when people do stuff like that, it's real stuff. Okay, I'm going to do, it wasn't me, it was my corporation.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. If you've committed a crime or you're thinking of committing a crime or even close to committing a crime, then you have to sue the people directly. And once we're done with the insurance company working that out, and we're working very closely with them right now, then we will take further action. The company is in bankruptcy right now. All creditors have within 2 months before February to file a claim.
Yeah.
But my suggestion is above that, I think you have to go after these people individually.
Yeah.
There are other lawyers who are also involved, and these lawyers, a lot of them are going, well, we'll sue the company, blah, blah, blah. when injustice is done, you break out the hammer. You don't sit back and wait for things to happen.
Hell yeah.
And that's what we're doing here.
Like Thor.
And a lot of people have had to deal with this, and they end up just giving up, right? Because it doesn't look like the police department or the state's attorney wants to help out.
Well, the detective in charge, the problem is when things get complicated,
yeah,
people tend to go, oh, this is hard. We live in a world where if you can't click like, it's not worth doing.
Right.
And in a situation where the elderly is getting screwed,
yeah.
Your dad is an elderly. There are other people involved in this case.
That are elderly.
If the state attorney in Orange County wants to say, hey, listen, I care, next time she runs for an election, what she needs to do is say, okay, I care enough to try the hard cases.
Yeah.
Let's go after people who are abusing my citizens, and not just the citizens she cares about. So very, very carefully, you were elected by the whole group of people, not just a certain sect of people, and it's your job to look into this. And if you don't do it, hey, listen, I'm going to be doing this every day. I'm going to go with every reporter I can find. And next time you run for election, I'll be standing on the street corner explaining how you don't care.
Damn, like with great responsibility comes great power.
Well, it's not right when you just pick and choose what you want to do. And they're aware of this. They've been put on notice, and they're choosing to ignore it.
And they know this guy is doing this to citizens. I mean,
elderly people.
It's only 13 or 14. Is that what they think? Well, it's only 13 or 14, so it's not that big of a number. What age?
I thought that number was up to 16.
Oh, is it 16 now? Yeah. Okay, 16 people. He's taken the car, sold it, and then the person doesn't get their money, and they're sitting there knocking on the door, and the police say, well, this is a civil matter. We can't help you. And what ends up happening is the people get frustrated, and they either give up or try to get the insurance company to pay for it, right?
They prosecute thousands of nonsense cases every year, tens of thousands of cases.
Yeah.
And we're not going to care about the elderly because it's hard. You know, you took Casey Anthony where you couldn't even show how the person died.
Yeah.
And you wasted millions of dollars knowing you were going to lose, but you don't care about elderly people getting ripped off. You know, it's nonsense. And I think it's the state attorney. She has got to call down to her minions and say, listen, I got to prosecute this because this guy's not going to get off my ass. And that's the way it works.
People are asking, they're like, what's the name of this business? The business that, once again, Todd Ulrich ran the story on it. It's Just Toys Classic Cars. He went in and confronted the owner, Mike Smith, who basically said, I don't want to talk to you. That's the guy that my dad...
I'm busy right now.
That's the guy that my dad did business with. And he told my dad, oh, yeah, we'll sell your car for $110. Don't worry, we'll call you. You know, as soon as it's sold or whatever, he never called my dad back ever. It kept saying, oh, the car's here, you're fine. He sold it to somebody in California and never paid my father. And that's just one case that happened.
If you're listening and you want to do something about it, because listen, you're not a bunch of lawyers, you can't do anything. You can't email the state attorney's office.
Oh, okay.
And say, listen, I need you to do something about Russ's dad. At least look into it. How about make a phone call? How about we care for 2 seconds? Since you spend all this money on political ads and everything else like that, how about let's actually work for the people for once?
Now, who is the state attorney for Orange County?
She's got a rough name. I don't know.
Actually, but if you want to call their office, it's 407-836-2400. That's the Orange County State Attorney's Office. It's 407-836-2400. I'm just saying, it's on the internet.
So okay. I mean, Todd Ulrich's also doing the story. Maybe he can make a phone call, because when I call, you know, I call the state attorney who's supposed to be on this case, and didn't even get a call back.
Yeah.
And that doesn't surprise me. I understand they're busy and everything else like that, but this is now in the news, so do something about it. You are aware you can't claim... Hundreds of thousands of people have heard my voice on this. You can't claim you don't know.
Yes, if we're handling personal matters, I need to talk to you about my GoFundMe of pizza for Carlos, Jeff.
Okay, you got it, man.
I'm in under my head. I'm way over my head, and I'm being investigated by Mueller. I'm all over the ways, and I'm just saying, I spent all the money on just pizza for me, not my parties.
I had one slice of pizza.
Shut your freaking mouth!
Kaufman will bury you! I will sing like a stool pigeon immediately under any pressure.
Kaufman,
by the way, for those of you that might be freaking out right now, they just launched a rocket, so that's the rocket is going up, and just so you know, so if you look to the left, you'll be able to see the rocket.
It's not the zombie apocalypse.
It's not the apocalypse.
I'm ready.
He's got his knife. He's ready.
I'm ready.
Yes, Angel.
Jeff, let me ask you a question in regards to this particular industry in the state of Florida. Once we started talking about this in regards to Russ's father, a lot of people stepped out of the woodwork and were sharing their different experiences. This is one story. I have another guy who's a fan of the show, and he emailed me a news story that they did on him where he took his car to a performance shop, and again, kind of the trickery with the contract, the guy, right before they turn it back over to him, totals the car,
and tells the guy that he's responsible for it now. And it seems like these stories are not just specific to Orange County. It seems like this industry in the state of Florida is just kind of running amok.
One of the problems is when you give somebody your car on consignment, you have to trust the people you're doing business with. And you go to the Better Business Bureau. I mean, even though it's a private company, they do have real reviews online. It's not just like Yelp or something like this. You know, it's a step above Yelp. And you get to like know who you're dealing with in cases like this. I feel bad because one of the people who are trying to get their money back has a judgment against that company for over $100,000 for doing a judgment. So they've succeeded, and because they went into bankruptcy, they might not see a dime of that money.
That sucks, man.
And could you imagine? That's a problem when you see these TV attorneys where they go, "I got $1 million judgment." Well, how much did the client actually get? Well, he didn't get anything because they don't have any money.
And this guy's been doing this for a while, so he knows there's a big loophole where he can just get away with it, right? Is that the
Total sounds like in both these instances where they're taking advantage of that loophole.
The greatest thing about this country right now, and we talk about social media and how bad it is, but social media can actually be used for good.
Right.
And in a situation like this, if it keeps getting out and out and out and force a politician, force a prosecutor to do something that she doesn't want to do or he doesn't want to do, that's a positive thing. And I think we have an opportunity here now to say, listen, there's been injustice done.
Yeah.
We don't care how hard it is. Fight for these people who have gotten their property taken from them.
Do you think because it's only, you know, let's say 16 people, that that's why it's not important? You would think anyone would say, listen, this guy's car was stolen. It's $100,000. This is against the law. You would think that she would jump all over it. But because it's not enough people, then it doesn't matter?
It's hard. And she doesn't like hard.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what she said.
Well, when a prosecutor... It's easy to win a case where everything's in a bow, wrapped up in a bow for you.
Right.
You've got testimony, you've got pictures, you've got everything. This case, somebody actually has to use their head. And if they want me to prosecute the case, if they want me to be a special prosecutor, I will do it for free.
Really?
Ooh. And let me make it clear, I will get a conviction.
Hell yeah.
Okay. You know, if your state attorneys don't want to prosecute this case and you want to put me on retainer and pay me nothing, pay $1. And I will prosecute this case for you.
Oh, wow. That's good.
So that's all I have to say. I think we're going to talk about it more in the future.
Yeah.
But it's not right.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing. And I know my dad does, too. So I do appreciate that. Let's take a little break. When we come back, it's time for the nerdy news. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. People said I sent everybody outside to see the launch and it didn't go. Sorry.
Yeah, that dude was messing with you, dude.
I'm just going by the texting service.
No, don't listen to the texting service.
Hey, I'm a shock jock. What are you going to do?
No.
Welcome back to the Monsters Morning Show, Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. We're live on our Real Radio Monsters YouTube channel. And remember, on Friday, it's the Real Radio Christmas Telethon. We're going to raise as much money as possible for the Coalition for the Homeless. We've set our goal at $50,000. I think we can do more than that, but we will see on Friday. Once again, a big thank you and shout out to the News Junkie and the Jim Colbert Show. We're all doing it together, and that makes me happy. That's really good. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos Ryan Holmes. Jeff Kaufman here to bring us the nerdy news.
Well, lawyer Jeff has left the building, and let's just have some fun here. I had to see two movies this weekend.
Oh, had to.
Had to.
Okay.
To keep my geek card.
Okay.
I had to see two movies this weekend.
Okay, what'd you see?
And one of them, surprisingly ridiculously good.
Okay.
Other one, surprisingly dull.
Okay.
The first one I saw was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which was a cartoon, and I didn't know how much I would like it.
I've heard nothing but good things about it.
You lose yourself in it.
Wow.
The animation is done so well that it's not like watching a Pixar where you're always aware that you're watching a cartoon.
Yeah.
This thing had an edge to it where you were going, and the animation is so, it's not scary where they look like humans as much, but you lose yourself and you forget that you're watching a cartoon.
Really?
And I think that's the true test of great animation.
Now, is it rated G or PG or PG-13?
Well, it has to be PG, I think, because there's a death in it.
Oh, okay.
But then again, Bambi killed their mother in the first part. Oh, spoiler.
Good point.
It is PG. I looked at it and I was like, ooh, PG though? But then I'm sad I didn't take the time to go see it.
Well, it's still on. It actually was a top movie last week at $35
million. Wow.
This is really good.
Yep.
Russ, would you go see an animated movie in the movie theater?
I don't like to.
Why is that, Russ?
Because I look like a weirdo sitting here by myself watching. Because if you don't have a kid with you, you look weird.
Well, you know.
Well, now I never thought of that. Now you just ruined movies for me.
Hey, as long as you got a big box of popcorn, you're good. If you're sitting there with the camera out, you know, then you got a problem.
I don't know, but this one, I kind of do want to see this movie though.
It was fun. Yeah. I enjoyed that. I should have called you, but I'm glad I didn't take you to the other movie though.
Which one?
Mortal Engines.
Oh man, that one's taking it in the shorts.
I mean, that's probably the biggest flop of the year. But you know what, Jeff? When I initially saw the trailer, I was very intrigued. I thought it was really interesting. And it's Peter Jackson, right?
It's Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rims, Lord of the Rings. And it was
Lord of the Rims. That's a whole other movie.
Be careful. Yeah. Get the 8 second bump. No, what happens is that I thought it would be epic. And it had all the things to make it epic. The money was spent, the sets. I mean, everything was so cool.
What's the premise?
The idea is you're dealing with a world where technology has gone back to, you know, there was a lot of explosions, bombs, weapons, whatever. And now people are living in these, like, motorized cities. And the cities basically move across the ground using, like, steam-powered and all this other stuff.
Okay.
And it was this really cool concept. They spent a lot of money, and the story was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I was sitting there for 2.5 hours, and I was waiting. I was going, please be good. And I don't want to, like, crap on a movie.
Yeah.
But this was terrible. And the good thing is this. If you do go to see it after my review, you're going to go, well, it wasn't that bad.
Right, yeah. Right.
So good for you. The effects, it was cool. They were cool. Oh, look, there's flying. Oh, look, the city's moving. Oh, look, you're an apocalyptic world. Why is the story so bad? Why is the acting terrible?
These were based off of books. They were apparently a really popular book series. And again, they thought there was going to be the next like teen book series that would be successful in movies, and it's bombing of epic levels.
It's painful.
I'm not
$7 million. $7 million.
$100 million movie.
It was terrible, but you know, I feel bad about it. But in the end, go see Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
If you have kids and you're an adult, the kid will love it and you'll love it. They had some cute stuff for kids and they got great stuff for adults.
Hey, you can see it.
Okay, fine. And you know what movie is hasn't even hit America yet, but already made $260 million?
I don't want to blow it. I know what it is.
No, you.
Aquaman. Aquaman starts on Friday.
Did it start in China?
China. China rocked the boat. But some movies bomb, and Marvel does really well in China, and they said, DC, we're not so sure, blah, blah, blah.
Star Wars.
But Momoa is the man.
Yeah.
Wow. He must have promoted that. He's
out there, dude.
Yeah, he's like a rock.
Did you see him? I haven't seen really a lot of him, but the Hawaiian dance? Yeah, he did this thing where when they did the premiere in China, he had his whole family, and they're all Hawaiian. And you know what?
They have a beautiful family.
You know that Hawaiian dance thing they do? Yeah, exactly. That was exactly it, man.
I love it. I wish I could do it. I wish I was like that dude. I would so be like, cuckoo, caca, leaky, la cuti, la topo.
That's it. He did that with his whole family.
There were guys your size doing it in the video.
Yeah.
You can easily the kid doing it.
I think it's so badass when they'll do it at like at a wedding. They'll do it at like a bar mitzvah.
Their whole family did it. And then scare away a lot of my people. I don't know.
Okay, maybe not a bar mitzvah. But it would be cool with a bar mitzvah.
Like to thank Aunt Mary who just had a heart attack. No.
But I mean, it's probably going to do very well. It's this weekend, right? Aquaman?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm interested in seeing it.
I want to see it.
And you know what? He took the Rock model. You have to, if you go to China and you should release a movie, and you're just like, we're just going to... The Chinese people, they're like, no. You have to come over here. Yet there's more theaters in China than I think there is in the United States now, and they're opening up a new theater every 10 days. Some crazy... I think it's 10 theaters every 10 days.
And they limit the runs, which is the weirdest thing. They got the movie can only... We have an agreement that this movie will last for only a month. And they might extend it, but they it's not like us where it slowly peters out.
And isn't it amazing? I mean, of all the characters, before they started making comic book movies, of all the characters in DC, I'll say, the one that you would say this would never work would be Aquaman. That's the one character you're like, okay, we can't work with Aquaman because he's really wimpy and he just swims around with fish. This is going to end up being one of the biggest ever.
It will be. It will be their biggest DC movie, one character, no doubt in my mind, because he has.
Wonder Woman.
You think you're gonna blow by Wonder Woman?
Yeah, I don't know.
And I'm not taking a bet with you lost my last bet. Even though Black Panther ended up making more than Avengers,
but Black Panther is
domestically.
That's not DC. That's Marvel. Yeah. That's Marvel.
So with Momoa, I think it's gonna.
It won't go past Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman had
what was it? $700 million.
I don't know. Women love Momoa. They want themselves some Momoa.
And he can continue to promote it, and it's at the perfect holiday time. I don't know, man. It could Marvel it.
This is the rule, and I think we should stick to this rule.
What?
Make sure rival. You get that fantastic actor. It's not simple enough. Oh, we got this great character. We got Batman. You need the great actor. And Momoa, when they go, well, he doesn't have blonde hair. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Get
no,
the great
actor.
No,
because you look at him, you believe, yeah, that's Aquaman. Yeah,
that could be Aquaman. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, okay? Do you remember Entourage, right?
Yeah.
You remember they did Aquaman on there?
Yes.
I think they got one free shot at Aquaman, and they kind of lived, we all lived it in a weird way, and they were like, okay, we can't do that. We can't get this sensitive actor, you know, yeah. pretty boy, to do Aquaman. So what do? They literally casted what would be the total opposite of what's Vincent Chase.
Yeah.
This burly yeah. bad. So I feel like we got an Aquaman. Like we
but
got
yeah,
another
but
version
you know,
of it.
In the comics, that's not the way Aquaman was drawn or written or anything like that.
Aquaman had the blonde hair and everything, but they have butched him up a little bit. They yeah. cut off his hand at one time. They've given him a decent backstory.
If they would have made this dude blonde, it would have been so weird, and that's all you would have focused on the whole movie, because no one blonde has done anything good.
Well, that's why the Iron Fist, I think Iron Fist suffered, because they went for type. They go, this guy kind of looks like Danny Rand. Let's put him in there. And it kind of looked like this fruity blonde guy doing
kung
fu.
It looked like Justin Timberlake in the early 2000s with that curly hair, but yeah. with like a powerful fist.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman made $821 million.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
I think Aquaman will get around $600.
I'm just glad Aquaman's going to get his due, because the Aquaman, the 70% of the world is covered in water, and 90% of the population live near a coast. Aquaman is a very useful superhero.
I'm with you, Ryan Holmes. I'm with you. And I think I want to see how they do the underwater stuff, because
you talk to fish.
Yeah.
It's going to be really cool. Now, I have a little inside information.
Yo, what you got?
A little legal contract information that Ooh. I want to put out there, because we've been lied to about the Netflix stuff. Okay, you know how Marvel's fallen off Netflix and all this other stuff?
Yeah.
We've had all these different things. Well, I now have access to the contract.
Oh,
what?
And the reason why Disney bailed as quick as they did is because the contract says they have to wait 2 years after the last episode of a character before they can put him in another television or media-like presentation.
Interesting.
So they are on hold. Luke Cage got canceled.
Yeah.
Guess what? 2 years from the point of cancellation.
It'll come back.
So they were basically going, okay, we got to cut this off as soon as possible so that we can use it 2 years later on another area.
So was Netflix trying to push some shows in order to extend that out in the other way?
Well, they didn't really. They know it's eventually going to go to Disney, and they want to keep hold of it.
Sure.
And they don't want to really promote somebody else's stuff. But there's also the feeling that they feel like they got screwed a little bit because they put out too many episodes, they paid a lot of money, and they drug out the stories. So
Netflix model now is that they want everything to be super efficient. They want to, you know, they're trying to get eight episodes.
They're looking at more views.
Yeah. Now it's kind of similar to what's happened with the music streaming.
Exactly.
Kanye, you know, he dropped 3 albums this year, and all of them had 7 songs on them.
Hey, speaking of streaming, and you've tried to talk me into this several times, and I keep not doing it for some reason. But you stream it's the DC
Universe app. It's like $8 a month. Now, okay, for those cheapos out there,
yeah.
Okay, get the $7 the 7-day free thing.
Okay,
and then stream all of them.
Yeah,
you know, if you don't want to pay and you're cheap and everything else like this, because they are doing something on television that hasn't been done since 1972.
What?
Batman's going to be on television.
Yeah, yeah.
Live.
Russ, what do you think? Did that give you a Batman boner? Natural? You know,
I saw the little bit of the commercial, and it looks really good.
Batman supposedly goes crazy. He's killing a bunch of people because the Joker obviously hurt Jason Todd, and he's going, listen, I made a mistake. I'm killing people.
Yeah.
And all the Titans are coming back to Gotham to fight Batman.
So it's Batman versus Batman. Robin.
Yeah, they don't let Batman in the WB. They don't let Batman on ABC, CBS, NBC, DC Universe app. Hell yeah.
Wow.
I gotta get it. Okay.
So all the geeks out there, you know, I know you're on the cheap and everything else like that. It's Friday is the first episode. So if you get it now, you can cancel it by next Wednesday and you'll be good. Or you might decide to keep it because they're coming out with a lot of great shows. Doom Patrol, Swamp Thing, a lot of great live action, not animation, is going to be on DC Universe.
Very cool. Who's the nerd of the week?
Okay. We're going to go all the way to the bottom on this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Got him.
Now we're here.
a good friend of mine, you know, I'm throwing names because I like doing that everyone talks. A good friend of mine, Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, I saw this.
Got an influenza shot.
Yeah.
And Lou is a temple.
Yeah.
Okay, when I say he's a temple, He's like in his 60s, and I want you to know something. He looks great.
He's better shape than all of us.
He takes steroids. This guy wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning to start working out. Yeah. He does 5-6 hours a day.
Yeah.
He knows every health thing in the world. And he said, listen, I did something healthy, and I talked to him last night. And he was like, yeah, I'm better. You know, his son just got a new job in Stargirl, which is the DC thing. Lou Ferrigno Jr., which is kind of cool.
That's cool.
And I congratulated him on that because I was really, Lou's son got, so we talked about that. But he said, when you're getting these shots,
you got a flu shot.
Watch the person doing it.
Right.
Okay, if the guy looks like he's going to fill your gas, don't choose somebody else.
Yeah.
The guy didn't even use a fresh needle. He didn't take it out of the thing.
Oh, no.
He didn't,
Lou Ferrigno? Like,
isn't that what
And Lou got sick, right?
And Lou got definitely ill.
And went to the hospital.
Went to the hospital immediately. Got, sick almost immediately from it. Needles, I was a medic in the Army. And needles are meant to be taken care of. If you don't see that come out of a package, if you're not watching, it's, my wife has these, she gets sick when people don't touch their food in weird ways. And she watches these people like hawks. Like, if they're rubbing their nose or doing something, she goes, no, I want to put on the gloves and I want this guy.
Right.
The same with your shots. If somebody acts in a way and they're not being clean about it, you're putting this into your body.
How old is Lou now?
Lou's in his 60s.
Man.
But he looks, I want you to know, together, like my partner Craig, he's big. He goes, I'm in Lou's category. I'm going, come on, you're not Lou Ferrigno. He goes, well, we're in the same 1%. I said, well, if that's a million people, maybe so.
Yeah, your guy's pretty ripped, too.
Lou walked in here, 2 years ago or
I think a really long time ago, too.
Oh, well, when he came in here, I was surprised at how big he's like, man. Hulk Hogan big. I mean,
those banana hands.
Yeah, I shook his hand. It encased my hand.
When he'll walk up to me in the bar, and I can feel one hand on one shoulder and his fingers on the other. And I always know it's Lou.
Yeah.
Because it scares the hell out of me. Because and he goes, and he speaks real slow. Hey, Jeff, could you have a drink with me? And he can hear. He has the implant now. So
he has
the
implant
everything.
Now. Okay.
Yeah, but him and I talk about our fathers all day long. He's a good guy.
Oh, we enjoyed him when he came in. By the way, if people still want to get a copy of our comic book, Jolly Jane, they can go to bigcitycomics.com, right?
Yeah, and I throw in a bunch of extras when you order it. You get to open the package. It's like Christmas. It's a lot of fun. I mean, my assistant who helps me out, Larissa, she hates this, but she, she'll live with it.
Now, most of the people that have read it have sent me an email and said, oh my God, now we know the origin story. When's the next episode? When's the next thing? And in the next episode,
we're shooting end of January.
Carlos Navarro will be.
Carlos makes an appearance, and he actually becomes a main character in the book starting next issue.
And that'll be January or so?
Yeah, and then our boy Angel shows up in issue 5.
And that's right. And Angel will be in the next
5, 6.
One, yeah.
People are very excited about the Carlos appearance.
That's what people are saying.
Carlos has already hired an attorney. We're getting sued. We can't discuss it. There's a confidentiality.
BigCityComics.com. That's BigCityComics.com. Jeff, good seeing you, buddy. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's always fun.
All right. When we come back, Carlos is going to take you to the top. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
It's a real radio Christmas. Military Mike Check.
This is PFC Chance Costello from Orlando, Florida. I'm currently deployed to Kent Air Drone, Kuwait, with the 92nd Engineer Battalion. Just want to say happy holidays.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio and live on our YouTube channel. It's Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Ryan Holmes. And now it's time for Carlos to take it to the top.
Let's go.
Okay, cookie. Good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, trying to take you to the top, make you think, make you laugh.
Yeah, I love the applause. Let's find our right applause, Angel. I know you'll find it. Jimmy was the applause guy, but you know what? I think you're the right man for the job. I'm going to go.
Yeah! Oh, my God.
That's a big-ass crowd.
Stadium is here for you.
That's a proper crowd.
A bunch of teenage girls yelling for you.
Hell yeah. Welcome, everybody. Once again, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, trying to take it to the top, make it think, make it laugh, whatever it may be. And it is holiday time. Angel, hit some holiday music if you can find some, my dear, dear friend here. I'm in the holiday spirit, guys, and I hope that you all are as well.
I definitely am.
And when you're in the holiday spirit, you should give. And how do you give? Well, you give to the Coalition for the Homeless. We're doing the telethon this Friday. Yeah, I love the Beatles, yeah. Does this put you in a good mood? Like the second you hear it? We're here to
It's not my favorite one.
For whatever reason, I think it's as many commercials as it's been in. Anyway, it's Christmas time. So, text REAL to 243-725. That's REAL to 243-725.
And then you can donate whatever amount you want. If it's $5, fine. If it's $100, cool. You know, whatever you can do.
Exactly. And I've been in the Christmas spirit since about November 1st. Remember? Blew right past that stupid turkey days. I did celebrate Turn Up Turkey Days at Universal Studios, which was fun. And I made a mistake last night.
What'd you do?
I briefly mentioned it. I would have liked some turkey. I did not eat turkey, but I did eat turkey meat. So I'm lying. I was trying to be fancy, like the fancy neighborhoods that don't have lights on the ground. And I've been putting my lights on the ground, like creating zones and areas for years because I thought that was proper Christmas light attire. Yes, Marianne Holmes.
Question, because when you were talking about this earlier, I wasn't clear on what you were saying.
Okay.
I thought you meant like at the end of a strand, like you would just set the rest on the ground, but you were lining your yard with the lights.
I would line zones because I thought it looked cool from the street. It does it looks cool, okay?
Yeah, but it was really confusing airline pilots and it was causing an issue.
Yes,
and if it rains, you got electricity on the ground and that's not good.
And I think that's what would cause my outages.
Do you think?
Every single year, Russ.
Yeah, you think?
Now, when I left the fancy neighborhood and I noticed that there was 0.0 lights on the floor.
On the ground.
On the ground, on the ground. I realized in that moment that I had been tacking up my front lawn. So I immediately rushed home.
Yeah.
And in a fit of rage and obsession, I lifted all of the lights onto the ground, and I didn't throw them. I gently placed them on the different branches and things that I could.
So you put them on trees and stuff, yeah.
Now here's the mistake. I unplugged it from one place, plugged it into the other, threw my zone off, blew out a circuit.
What do you mean, when you say threw my zone off,
okay.
What does that mean?
Angel?
He plotted this out. He had a map, he plotted this out, he was doing this, and he had these zones.
Yep.
And in the rage and just realizing that it wasn't like it was in the fancy neighborhood,
exactly.
He grabbed all of the lights. You got a mental picture. He's having a breakdown here.
Yeah.
He grabs all the lights, and in a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, he hangs them up all on the side of the house at one time, and plugs it into one. See, because you got to remember, he was running them off different plugs.
Exactly,
he had it all mapped out.
But once his wife proved that she was right,
he
was embarrassed.
I had to show her how strong I was by throwing these stupid lights on the ground everywhere and plugging them in the same plug, and it blew up my circuit. Let me tell you.
Circuit blower.
Let me tell you. Get an electrician on this week when everybody's in the holiday spirit. It's like, we'll be there. January 2nd.
Yeah, we'll be there.
You wanted those lights up. What?
So a section of my lights are out. I still have a whole other two zones popping and a flying.
Really?
But it kind of looks off.
It does look off. Thanks a lot, Andrew. I think it drew in that girl from yesterday's story as well. And if you're wondering what that is, you should download the show and go watch it. Since it's Christmas time, and we always talk movies here, I'm going to do the top 10 highest grossing Christmas films, because the list of this is the classics that make us feel good. And before I go into it, I think you're going to be surprised at what number one is, Rusty Ray. But don't guess. Don't guess, because that gives away the whole thing.
All right.
But that's the motivational minute. We do these things in life that make us feel good at certain times. We tell ourselves at holiday time. Right, Ryan Holmes, where you're like, I'll start feeling the spirit around December 20th.
2 weeks before, no earlier.
2 weeks, no earlier. And then all of a sudden, you tell yourself you're in the mood, and then what happens?
And then I'm in a great mood. I'm in the holiday spirit.
And then you're in the holiday spirit. Guess what? You can do that all year long. You can literally say, you know what? I'm going to be in a great mood. It doesn't have to be because it's Christmas. I'm going to be in a great mood today because the magic of technology, I can listen to the monsters. The magic of my beautiful home. I have a home. I'm going to be in a good mood because I get to go home to an actual home. I gave money to the Coalition for the Homeless. Trick your brain of the monotony of life and realize that it is a brilliant thing that we have here. We live in the best time in any ages of history. And trick your brain into telling yourself you're in a good mood. It just doesn't have to be for the holiday. Russ, you do things like this where you will take a mundane thing, or no, I shouldn't say mundane, but just an everyday thing, and go, you know what? I'm super excited for this. And you keep a great mood. And I think more people would do that if they knew. They just trick yourself.
Because I'm a big dummy. I can fool myself all the time.
No, but you live in a state. Yeah, and you live in a state.
I am generally always happy for the most part.
You live in a state of flow, Russ. And, yeah. And FLO, the state of flow. You will hear that more and more and more and more. That is going to be a big word you'll hear. Because you're doing what you love. And when you live in a state of flow, everything is awesome. And you can really... I know that sounds like, Carlos, you are talking bull crap. But I've been down low. I've been super low. And I'm telling you, man, it's in your brain. Trick yourself into having a great time because you deserve it.
Yep.
A lot of people go, no. I like to put other people in good mood, but I don't deserve. Now you do. You do, because you probably give more than way others. Let's go to the movies. Number 10 highest grossing Christmas movie of all time. I would have never guessed this. It does star one of Russ's favorites or former favorites.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Reese Witherspoon.
That's right, Russ. What is the movie that
Four Christmases.
That's right. $120 million it made.
It's really a good movie.
Is it?
It really is. I mean, for a Christmas movie, it's funny and it's got a good point to it. It's got a Tim McGraw when he was fat.
You
see a fat Tim McGraw. Yeah. Sissy Spacek is in it. It's got a bunch of really great actors.
In my next 30 pounds, I'm going to eat some shrimp.
It's funny. It really is a funny movie.
Well, that made number 10 as the all-time highest grossing Christmas movie. Number 9.
Uh-huh. Give me a hint.
Okay. This is a classic tale.
Okay.
You would have not seen this because you feel weird going to these movies.
Oh, it's okay.
This is going to be tough, Rusty. Gonna be tough because I couldn't even have thought of this because I really kind of forgot about this because
the one with Tom Hanks Christmas. Tom
no,
Hanks
that's
on the train.
Be later, I'll Tom tell Hanks you what it is. Christmas. A Christmas Carol. It was released in 2009. Oh, it was a CGI version.
Jim Backus Jim
Robert
Carrey.
Jim Carrey was in it. You're
Jim
right.
Carrey, yeah.
Or Jim Backus, which is his cousin.
No, Jim Backus actually was Mr. Howell from Gilligan's Island. And there's a cartoon version of Christmas Carol, where he is Scrooge.
Whoa, your brain just went. Hey, that was pretty good. You hear that, Angel?
Ain't as dumb as a look.
Jim Backus.
The Cactus album.
Number 8, and it's a sequel to one of my favorite films, and it's a Santa Claus 2. That made $139 million, $65 million budget. Didn't make money overseas
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen loves him.
Tim Allen loves Christmas, man.
Christmas with the Cranks. Funny movie.
Yeah, well, I just watched that with my wife the other night. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, and speaking of Tim Allen, number 7 is The Santa Claus. Came out in 1994. It's a Disney film. Made $144 million.
Yeah.
And the director was actually the director of Home Improvement.
Okay.
So, that's why it worked out so well. It's a classic film, and it also actually made $189 million worldwide. So that is a juggernaut of a film. One of my top 3 favorite Christmas movies of all time. Stars an SNL alum, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
And it made $173 million in 2003. What movie am I talking about?
Elf.
Thank you very much, Ryan Holmes. It earned $220 million worldwide. $33 million budget. It was Jon Favreau's really first time getting a big movie to direct.
That's a great Christmas movie.
It is so good.
That's one I have to watch every year.
Yeah, and my family and I as well.
This was before Iron Man?
Yeah, man. Yeah, wow. Man. It was 2003, and I remember watching and going like, I think it was his next movie was Iron Man. Yeah, it was definitely after that. So, number 5.
These are the highest grossing Christmas movies.
Of all time. Mm. And to the top here, since we are at the top. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. God, I hated this movie.
I hated the video game.
I'll be honest with you.
Hated the video game. Oh, yeah.
I tried to watch Home Alone again, and to me, it doesn't hold up.
It absolutely holds up.
I don't like that snotty little kid. I don't like him. Don't like him.
Yeah, well,
he changes, and he loves his family.
I know that Home Alone is on this list. We'll see where it lands. So number 5. Oh, this is Home Alone. To the mug right here.
Yeah.
Did I just say to the mug?
I don't know what that means.
I don't even know what to the mug means, but I kind of want to start saying it. Hey, man, to the mug, never pug. Joe Pesci was in it. It's basically Home Alone, shot for shot.
In New York.
And Christopher Columbus, Chris Columbus is the guy who wrote it and directed it, I believe. And he also loves him some Christmas movies, too. He did Christmas with the Cranks. Number 4, the movie Russ mentioned earlier that's the fourth highest grossing Christmas film of all time, is the Polar Express.
Polar Express, that's it, yeah.
Now, when it came out, really? It came out in 2004, it tripped people out.
Yes, it was
that
crazy.
That was a topic of conversation. Like, I'm not going to see that cartoon movie. It's weird because the faces are too
weird. It was a weird face.
Well, the same technology that made the Polar Express was basically the same stuff that Toy Story did. And when Toy Story's initial round, it was a much darker, weirder story. And the animation itself for Toy Story was more like Polar Express. And they looked at it and they said, uh-uh. And I think they redid the entire story of Toy Story within 48 hours before it went to actually get pitched.
Wow.
Real fascinating story. If you want to see a good documentary on it, it's called Pixar on Netflix. Number three, just on the list of the highest grossing Christmas films of all time, and that would be The New Grinch. I told y'all that thing
new
was going to make
it.
The New Grinch. Dr. Seuss the Grinch, it's made $189 million domestically, which puts it at number three, like I said. Benedict Cumberbatch is the... you weren't a fan of this voice, right?
No.
Because he's kind of more of a high-pitched
Don't
Grinch.
Like it. No.
Yeah, I'm more of the Jim Carrey one. And speaking of Jim Carrey, the second highest grossing Christmas film of all time is How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It made $260 million. It is a masterpiece of a film, man. I love it, love it, love it. It's real shot, real sets, real costumes, real, okay. I mean, the work, my God, that went into it.
What's left for number one?
Arnold Schwarzenegger Christmas movie.
Yeah, jingle all the way.
Yeah.
I needed to get the toy. Everybody get down. No.
Of course.
Number one, and Russ says it doesn't hold up. I don't know how Angel feels about it, but it is Home Alone in 1990, a massive, highest grossing. Until 2011, the highest grossing live action comedy film of all time.
Yeah, you know, we both, my wife and I started to watch it the other day, and we got like halfway through, we're like, this is, it just doesn't hold up for us.
I think it's Chris Columbus as well, who does Home Alone.
Oh, really? I always thought John Hughes did one of the Home Alone movies.
He might be, but I know Chris Columbus was a part of that, but yeah, it made $285 million worldwide, $476 million. I think some of your Nordic people obsess over the film, right? Have you heard about their fascination with it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Home Alone is a holiday. Home Alone, the film, is idolized in one of those Nordic countries, so much so that they almost put a holiday associated to it, and I can't remember what it is, but I'm sure Angel, he is our research
dude. That's why I like that movie so much.
I think it's in your blood, and go see a movie this weekend. Go have fun. Enjoy your holiday time. We're going to be hopefully collecting a lot of money for the Coalition for the Homeless here on Friday's show, which is right around the corner. And I do know one thing. Today will be a great day. To the top, neighbor Scott.
All right, when we come back, we'll do Monster Sports with Angel. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. That's the jam.
Not what you think it is.
It's not?
It's the hook.
I love it.
It changes right now.
I do like it. Welcome to the Monsters Morning Joy Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Carlos Navarro, Ryan Holmes, and now Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports. Our special guest, Mike Waddell from the Orlando Apollos, is here. Talk a little football. I know Angel, I believe this segment is brought to you by the Apollos, right?
It sure is. Make sure you go to the website, OrlandoApollos.com. Get your season tickets there. Also, you want to make sure, because it being the holiday season.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are wanting to get their hands on this. Well, when I was out there at the first practice DJing that event,
right.
I had people coming up and walking up and asking, hey, how do I get that shirt?
Apollo's gear.
Where can I get that? Where is that at? Where did you get that? You want to go to AFF.com right now.
AFF.com?
Yep, and it's just in time for the holidays. You can get, they got the baby little onesies. They got the t-shirts. We got everything, right?
Yeah, AFF.com. You can write it down on a piece of paper. Just speak up, man.
I just
wanted to,
AAF.
AAF.com.
Okay.
Luckily for us, I didn't get out anywhere.
Oh, you dumped it?
Absolutely.
Good call.
Oh, when Angel makes a mistake, he dumps it. Yeah, we got to make them live, and then they just go through. Yeah, it's AAF.com. So
nobody heard that except us friends here.
Okay.
That's all good.
So it is AAF.com, and you can get all your swag there. They got stuff, and it's timing for the holidays. They got the kids' onesies and all the new sweatshirts and T-shirts, and all the gear looks really great, Mike.
Hey, I want to thank Mike. He brought us something that we can auction off for Friday when we do the Christmas telethon. This is a football signed by
all of the coaching staff. That includes Steve Spurrier and also two-time Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl champion Jim Jeffcoat.
Ooh, okay.
Very nice. Who's our defensive line coach.
So we can auction that off on Friday for the Coalition for the Homeless. Very good. Thank you so much. You brought us a bag of stuff.
Yeah, you got some T-shirts in there, a launch pack for the first game against the Atlanta Legends on February 9th. And then Havana Sun Suntan Lotion, SPF 30. It's a Ron Rice product, and you'll want to take a look at that.
Okay, all right.
So with the team, are you guys getting ready to leave town, or are you waiting until after the Christmas to leave town?
Yeah, the guys are all flying to San Antonio the first week of January, all eight teams. We'll be down in San Antonio for a training camp the entire month of January. It's going to be a lot of fun. Coach is pumped up, though.
It's actually, and I was telling the guys this, and it was a really neat experience, and I was so happy to be there for that inaugural coaching session, that open practice kind of thing, because from what I remember seeing Coach Spurrier with Florida, and I saw him on the sidelines, and then I would see him on TV. I didn't watch him when he was with the Gamecocks. But watching him, this is watching a genius at work. And watching him when he grabbed the quarterbacks and they went to the far side of the field, and him walking through with them and, hey, this motion and this, that was something really neat. And if you've been to any of these early practices, these walkthroughs, these practice sessions, you're getting to see that kind of experience.
He lit up. It was like it was Christmas morning.
I bet.
Yeah. I mean, when he gets together, it's the first time in 3 years he's coached.
Oh, really?
But he said, you remember, he coached for the Redskins for 2 years, for the Tampa Bay Bandits in the USFL for three. Out of his 5 years in pro football plus this practice, he said it was the best first practice he's ever had, and these kids were hungrier than anybody else. And I think that's really going to be the badge of the Alliance. These are people that, you know, might not have gotten the break that they wanted, carry a little chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
But they're itching to prove something. Probably like a lot of people out there.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mike, I'm still getting people as they say, I want to get in the monster section. Where's the monster section? It's the entire end zone, correct?
It's the end zone right over the entry where the visiting team's going to come out. So we're going to monster up that area.
Yeah.
Throw togas on for that first game. But really, we're just going to go out there. We're serving beer throughout the entire Spectrum Stadium. So unlike a UCF game, if you've been out there for that,
there'll be beer.
You can drink beer.
That's awesome.
And we are a Dilly Dilly team.
Good.
We are a Bud Light, Land Shark, and Kona team. Those are our three beers.
Oh, good.
We're all over it.
If you want to get the VIP treatment on that, give them a call, 321-418-3766, and have them and tell them that you want to sit in the monster section. Or just regular season tickets, you can do that there as well.
Hey, speaking of football, Angel,
yes, sir.
We've got the Pro Bowl still going to be here in Orlando, right?
Yes, it is.
And didn't they just name the guys who are going to be in the Pro Bowl?
I know they released the teams, but what's making more getting more run are the guys that are already opting out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you there are times where you don't get your number one guys. One, they're probably still playing, or they're recovering from injury. So, we'll see
But they're not opting out. It used to be they would opt out because they didn't want to go all the way to Hawaii, right? They're not opting out because it's Orlando.
No, it's usually just it's one of those two options. So,
yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember this young lady's name, what her claim to fame is. Moni Davis, do you guys remember her? She played in the Little League World Series.
She played in the Little League World Series.
Yeah, had the first shutout.
I think it was the first shutout.
She came the first girl to win and pitch a shutout in Little League World Series.
Hey, look, man, when the To the Top music is on, I got to answer with fire.
So she's on her way now to.
Is it To the Top?
Just threw me off.
This is a monster sports.
There we go.
Monster sports never stop unless you're thrown off by the music.
I was enjoying it, Andrew. You didn't have to change it.
So she's going to college now. She's going to Hampton University this fall, and where she'll be playing sports and playing. She's a two-sport athlete, so she'll be playing basketball, and I think she's trying. I think she's playing baseball as well.
Wow!
But she's finally going off to college, and so that's a pretty neat event for her.
Yeah.
We'll see what else we got going on. Slow sports day. LeBron James in his career. This is a fascinating number. In his career, it's over how many seasons?
16, I think.
16 seasons.
16 seasons he's been playing. And he's still literally playing in his prime. Like, there's not dipping numbers.
Is he the oldest person in the NBA?
No, he's not even close. No. Vince Carter is 69 years old.
In his career, LeBron James has dunked 1,850 times.
Wow.
In his NBA, 1,800. How many times do you think a LeBron James dunk has been blocked?
For me to remember it, the only one I can remember is recent, like very recent.
Like last night recent?
Yeah, literally that's the one.
I'm going to say never.
Four, five maybe?
This gentleman gets to go into the stat books because Jarrett Allen, he's the center for the Brooklyn Nets.
The pro.
Blocked his shot. How many in that many times? How many times do you think LeBron James has had
one?
I genuinely cannot remember another block attempt. Who's going to go up against that beast?
In his career, he's only had 9 dunks blocked.
Oh my god! Out of 1,000 and something.
Yeah,
it's a good percentage right there.
So, we got Orlando Magic in town.
You must be a math guy, right?
I'm a math guy.
We got the Orlando Magic in town playing San Antonio Spurs tonight. That game is at 7:30. I'll be at that game tonight, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
So we'll see how they do. And then we got the Orlando Magic this Friday. They're playing in Chicago. And that's my sports.
Well, I wanted to ask Mike. Of course, people are it's getting to the holidays. People can still get tickets for the Orlando Apollos, right?
Oh yeah.
And one of the other questions is about drinking, and you just solved that problem. So you can drink, you can have beer at the Orlando Apollos game
responsibly. So
right. And then you were going to tell me something about the defensive coach, because you were going to have the coach come in, but I know he had something else going on, and he's a pretty big deal, right?
Jim Jeffcoat played for the Dallas Cowboys, played for Tom Landry, drafted by Tom Landry and Tex Schramm, and then he played for Jimmy Johnson, won 2 Super Bowls, played for Barry Switzer. This guy is legit.
Jim Jeffcoat is huge. He's a massive man.
He's a massive guy, and his championship ring actually looks like two of these big desserts. Almost like one of those outlet covers right here, if we can see those on the YouTube channel.
He's quite the personality, if I remember, too, right?
Big fella, nice guy, yeah. But we are chock full of just absolutely dynamic people, and we can't wait to share them with you over the course of the year.
So practice is going on now, starting now, right? So they've got to be ready for their first game February 9th. Is that enough time, you think?
Yeah, Coach said the other day, he said he was so impressed with the way that the guys came into camp in shape and such that he feels like they could go out and play a game right now. Now, I don't know if I'd really want them to do that, but, you know, that's a positive thing for the coach to say. And the other thing about our group right now, again, I'll go back to this. If there's any kind of theme, if you're saying, what's this Alliance of American Football? What are the Orlando Apollos all about?
Yeah.
It's about guys who want an opportunity. They are hungry. There is not anybody out there dogging it, because if they do, they get Cutsville. I mean, they are gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, also, we have guys that are talented, so much so you had Garrett Gilbert come in a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
He just went up yesterday and worked out with the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, really?
Okay, you have the number one overall pick out of the Alliance Protector Pick quarterback draft.
That's been pulled up.
Josh Johnson, who won a game as a starting quarterback last week for the Washington Redskins.
Oh, wow.
Because he got signed a few weeks ago, came in relief. Got a win, and now has a second win. This kid, I hope he doesn't go back to San Diego.
So we didn't lose our quarterback there, did we?
I don't believe so. I think what Garrett's been through the cycle a few times, and he's, you know, you go, you sign, you work in the offseason, you go through training camp, you get cut, and then you start it again. He's at the point in his career now, and we hope he realizes this, that he needs to, this is time to put some stuff down on tape and establish yourself.
Yeah.
So he can go get paid.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a 3 guy. He deserves to be a 1.
Yeah.
He's that good. I mean, his balls, they have a unique sound to them.
Sure.
When a guy like Lewis Murphy, the former NFL player that was also a Florida Gator, when he catches a ball, it sounds different on his hands.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's like he has big hamburger helper mitts out there. They're like, boom, boom. It's just soft. And then our punter. I like punters. I like specialists. Our punter's a good dude. He's going to be funny. You guys will like him. Ben Turk played at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
His uncle, Matt Turk, punted for 19 years in the NFL. Damn. But he comes from a family of punters. And this guy, punters, specialists, they're always a little weird. But this guy is exceptionally so. You got Loudermilk, who's the punter for UCF, the guy with the beard, and he's crazy and all that. But we have our own in Matt Turk, and in Ben Turk. And he is going to be just an exceptional, fun guy for the fans here in Central Florida to get to know.
Yes, Angel.
Do we have any more workouts before the guys leave town?
Only the one that you'll be doing at Curbs later today. So we're excited about that. See, I threw you a little joke there.
Yeah.
I didn't get even a courtesy laugh. See? Football guy tries to come in, be funny.
We don't do courtesy laughs on here.
That's right. I appreciate that.
No, we do not.
No, we do not.
No courtesy laughs.
You get one, I'm owed 55.
There we go. Okay, Hagar. So, we will. Thank you. We will reconvene down in San Antonio. The workouts went so well that even on Monday, Coach said no more running around, no more jumping around. We're just going to go in and have some meetings, and he cut them off early. And we had four or five UCF alums go over to Burger U on the UCF campus and do some stuff on Monday night with the football game, the Saints and the Panthers. But right now it's holiday season, and then they are doing things on their own right now. Pros know their bodies.
Yeah.
They know how to get in shape. You know that from your own career, Russ.
Of course.
So,
of course.
And you know what it's like to get ready for an audition, Carlos. And
absolutely.
You know what it's like to type, you know, and do things with YouTube. So that's
whatever. Yes. Whatever you do. Or whatever you do.
Don't get the courtesy laugh.
Damn.
You got the flame, man.
Tickets are available now. Tell them you want to be in the Monster End Zone. That's where the party's going to be. Hey, thank you for the football. We're going to auction that off tomorrow for the Coalition for the Homeless, and we certainly do appreciate it. And have a great holiday, man.
Thank you. Remember, shop.aaf.com and get that gear.
You hear that, Angel?
AAF.
There we go.
We all know what it is.
All right, you're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Radio. Radio. 104.1.
Oh, did you notice who limped in here, Carlos? I know what's going on now. Angel, did you see that?
Oh, my God.
Hey, welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1.
That was
going to
work.
Broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. This, by the way, I'm Russ Rollins on with Ryan Holmes, Angel Rivera, Carlos Navarro, and we're getting ready for this coming Friday, which is the Real Radio Christmas Telethon. And we have several of the of our special guests that come in and visit us all the time that are going to help us out by doing some sort of an act. So Angelique has already said she's going to do a dance thing, and she's got something all planned. Amber Nova's going to come in and throw wrestling moves on Ryan Holmes. Savannah is coming in and doing a bunch of stuff and scheduled. Oh, Little Hands Morocco. She's going to come in and do a dance thing.
She's trending now.
Scheduled to appear is Karina and
Tiny Tim over here.
And Karina, you hear on Real Music Weekends, mm-hmm. We're starting to get everything all packed up here to get ready
finalized.
To go. And I see you limping in here.
Mm-hmm. And it's been a struggle.
And you're supposed to do a dance.
Yep.
And
how much have you rehearsed for this dance, by the way?
Okay. So
honestly.
And what's the limping about?
Well, I never use those muscles, so it was my first rehearsal last night.
Is that why you're limping?
Yes, that's it. We were rehearsing for an hour. It's like, okay, you guys are laughing right now, but when you see this routine...
It's going to blow our
mind. Really?
Oh, no, I think so.
Karina.
So you're not trying to back out?
Karina.
No, I'm not trying to back out. I'm already, like, too deep in, I feel like. I got team. I got my choreography.
Who's your team, by the way?
You got a team?
My team is Fritz.
Okay. Oh, sweet.
From right. Real Music Weekends as well.
Yeah, Fritz, okay.
I got Ricky. Okay. Ricky,
yes, my daughter likes to call him the sassy boy on the radio.
Exactly. And then Sabrina decided to join in from the News Junkie.
Oh, this is an all-star cast.
Oh.
I know.
So you're not trying to weasel out of this. You're hurt from
She's trying to recover.
From practicing too hard.
She's going hard.
But
the real issue is how do you control yourself? Because I know in Karina's heart, she just wants to dance.
Unleash it all.
And so how do you, because, you know, like I mentioned that you're similar to, you know, a crazy kid with your passion and energy dancing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How did it go? Why are you limping? Was it the squats?
We had to do, so we warmed up a little bit. We stretched. Yeah. I haven't stretched out in so long. I haven't worked out in like a month.
What, girl?
I know, but like, so we had to do all these like intricate like booty popping twerk.
Really?
Things.
Oh, hold on. Who choreographed this?
Darcy.
Darcy.
So she's actually a dancer and a choreographer. Yeah.
Do you understand that you've already put in more work on the telephone than we have?
Really?
Darcy, she used to choreograph for the Magic, right? The Magic Girls?
No. That was another girl. That was another girl.
That's Marcy Darcy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Darcy does stuff on Real Radio sometimes.
Okay.
Every now and then.
Children.
Awesome. So you really, now are you going to wear a costume? Are you going to wear like
We haven't figured that out. That's
costume. You got to go costume.
90s. You have to go 90, costume.
90s attire. 90, you got plenty of that. 90s attire.
No, but I feel like it doesn't go with the dance. Like Ryan saw a little bit.
What's the song?
Ryan, you saw it, right?
No, I saw it. And I'm surprised you're giving all your secret weapons away right now because I didn't purposely mention anybody because I was like, oh, she's coming with like.
I got flame right behind me.
Hey, it's okay to promote it. We want people to watch. Promotion. It's not the surprise.
Ryan didn't even stay to watch though. He just like walked through. And he was like,
because it was so good and so amazing that I was like, you know what? Take back from that.
Was it really amazing?
No.
He didn't even pay attention. He literally just walked through. So
what did you see?
He wanted to do something else in that room.
Oh my god!
I liked it. I thought it was cool, but I was just impressed. You had a choreographer, and then like Fritz was dancing. I was like, look at Fritz.
I know. So y'all get ready on Friday.
Wow, so that's Friday. By the way, this is for the Real Radio Christmas Telethon, and Karina has put together this this dance, and she got Sabrina to go, and Fritz, and who else you got?
Ricky, and myself,
and yourself,
and
now are you the front? Are you the squad leader?
No,
Beyonce?
See, I don't want to be like that person.
You need to be.
This is your deal. You need to be in lead.
Yeah, you're the lead.
So okay, when you see it, it'll make sense.
No.
But everyone's gonna have their moment.
Interpretive dance.
No.
It should be Karina and the Karina and Company.
Company. Yeah.
We didn't. I mean, I love all of them, and they can all have their own individual parts if they want to. But the fact of the matter is, the way they got in here was you, Russ Rollins.
Karina and Company. That's what my car.
We'll call it Karina and Company.
You do whatever you want.
There you go.
It's going to look super good on Friday.
Karina says something interesting, Russ.
Hmm.
What?
She says she hasn't even stretched in a month.
Uh huh.
No.
Do you know that most people get injured? By not running a mile.
I think I am.
By not doing the Stairmaster. Because people literally will go months, if not years, without even stretching.
Yeah.
And so then when you literally step off a little step the wrong way, that's when things snap. Everybody should stretch every day in the morning.
What's hurting you right now?
My thighs. Like, I literally cannot walk. Walking up the stairs to come here, I was dying. Yeah. I think I needed assistance.
I mean, you limped in here, and I thought you were using it as an excuse to get out of it, but you're not. You're just hurt from practicing hard.
If I'm limping on Friday, I'm still going to do it.
I like the way you think. That's
good. Are you practicing again today?
No.
Can you show us one move?
No, I can't, because I want it to be a surprise.
Okay.
Nope, not a single move.
Nope,
I'm not going to do it.
Because
Friday is going to be the day. You guys are going to be so surprised.
Karina and Company.
The way that it sounds, we're going to be surprised if you're actually able to walk in.
Exactly. If you walk in, we're going to give you a round of applause.
That's it. It's going to be a walk in, and you guys can just clap for me, and it'll be good.
Rehearsal between now and then?
Nope. That was a one and done thing.
Oh!
So you said it, you got it ready.
In one rehearsal.
Yep, we're so good that we don't need another one. Friday morning.
Set it and forget it.
That's what most shows do. They rehearse one time.
One good time.
Can I offer you some advice from experience?
Sure.
You should definitely rehearse multiple times before you do anything on the radio.
So what we did is we recorded ourselves during the choreography, so no one else can like really like rehearse until like Friday morning.
So we're all gonna practice on our own
and then reconvene.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Angel, she's asking me what time is she going on, and I said we don't really know yet. I mean, we're just kind of like, you know, when you get it together, we got a space. We're gonna throw you in, right? Or do you have a time?
What time are you looking?
Whenever you want.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Karina and Company. 9 o'clock. Yo, lit fire.
This is going to be amazing.
Okay. I'm excited. And the music. You've got the music all set?
Uh-huh. Yep. The music is ready
so
to go.
So far, okay. This is the thing I'm most looking forward to.
It's a minute 55, so.
It's a minute 55.
That is an eternity.
Yep. Oh, isn't it, though?
Yeah. I mean, so You Think You Can Dance.
I know. They have like 30 seconds. Minute.
At 45 seconds, I'm looking at my clock going, all right, can we wrap up the sunflower thing?
So 2 minutes of dancing, huh?
Interpretive. Yeah.
A minute 55, huh?
Interpretive dance.
The segment's going to be about 15 minutes, so that means we're going to have to
intermediate. You keep on dancing or dance slower.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you, Russ. We need to be prepared, and if you're an act or if you're a musician or if you got a neat little trick that you want to show us.
Come on down,
because I'm just talking to all the acts and everyone. We're looking at an average time of about 2 minutes of performance.
Yeah, that's what I was checking out.
See, everyone's following my lead.
I think it was unrealistic on our part to think that somebody was going to be able to dance for 12 minutes.
Yeah.
I would break in half.
Yeah.
If I was rehearsing for an hour for a 2 minute performance, I couldn't do it.
Well, what else you got?
I don't got nothing else. Y'all just have to dance.
Yeah, you can play, what's the video game you've been playing a lot of lately?
Oh, South Park on the Switch.
Yeah, you can just, we can cut to you and like, Karina, what score are you at? You're like, I'm always at 10,000.
Well, Karina, we'll just cut back. Thank you for taking this serious and thank you for doing this. We appreciate
it. I'm actually super nervous about it.
Are you really?
Yes. Yeah. I've like been thinking about it for the past week.
Don't worry, there's gonna be hundreds of thousands of people watching on YouTube.
It'll help raise money
for the college for the homeless. So that's
right.
And if you want to donate now, you can. You can text the word "real" to 243-725. That's 243-725. Text the word "real," or it's on realradio.fm. You can start to donate. And our goal is to get over $50,000 and really feed a lot of people for the holidays who have nothing.
You'll feed thousands and thousands of people if we can get to that 50,000, and it'll make a huge impact right here in Central Florida. Huge. People are saying Karina's dance is going to be huge.
No, it is.
Huge. All right, listen, Ryan Holmes, where are you going to be tonight?
Nowhere tonight, but tomorrow, check me out at Bonfires Bar and Grill in Oviedo. I'll be doing trivia from 7 till 9, so come hang out with me.
Karina, you got any gigs coming up soon?
I sure do. I'm just being on Real Music Weekends this weekend from 7 to midnight.
Very nice.
Angel?
hit me up on all social media platforms. It's Official Angel. Programming note. What the hell's Angel listening to? This Friday, we'll be starting 1 hour later because of the Orlando Magic game, but we'll get a 2 hour show in there, so it'll be fun.
Carlos?
Joe, check me out. I'm dropping a video. Carlos Goes Bald today. I just have to post it. You can find it on Instagram. It's To The Top Carlos or the Megalo Show YouTube page, and I'm sure we'll have it on monsters.fm as well.
If you want to get my new comic book I wrote with Jeff Kaufman, you can. It's at bigcitycomics.com. That's bigcitycomics.com. We'll autograph it and send it to you, and it's a great thing for the holidays. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. Then it's the Jim Colbert Show. Then it's Tom and Dan. Real Laughs with Monster Comics. We're back tomorrow to do our thing. From Ryan, Angel, Carlos, and Karina.
And the leader of this mess, the merry man, Russ. Oh, I pulled my butt bone, Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't gotta go home.
We gotta get the hell up out of here.
Swirl.
With a Real Radio Christmas, Military Mike Check.
Hi, this is Sergeant Romano Raffaello from Orlando, Florida, and I'm giving a shout out to my mom and dad and friends and family back home.